It's Doan Week. Doan and Hastings, the longest football rivalry in the state of Nebraska. Today, these teams hook up for the 113th time this afternoon, and the Hastings College Broncos will try to quickly erase any thoughts that this year might be the same as the last.
Hastings has not been in the ballgame, Jimmy, and our heads are not in the football game here this afternoon. Tramer stays in there at quarterback, runs the option, 15, 10, 5, touchdown.
All in all, 62 points were scored on Hastings College's homecoming afternoon. Doan went on to win that football game 62-7. But this year's Hastings College Broncos, they're the ones that are scoring, averaging 50 points a game.
Now he's scrambling out of there. Overmiller comes to the near side. Now he throws a man wide open. It's caught at the 2-yard line. Noah Hausch. Overmiller then takes it around the left end into the end zone for the touchdown.
That offense has put Hastings College receiving votes in the latest NAIA poll, but they'll need that offense to step up big again in Crete this afternoon. It's the Hastings College Broncos, the Doan College Tigers, the 113th meeting, and it's on 1230 KJS. Let's take you out for the play-by-play of this afternoon's football contest. Here's the voice of Mike Will and Jim Purcell.
And a very good afternoon. Welcome to Crete, Nebraska today. We're at Memorial Stadium, Alpapik Field. It's Doan Week. The Hastings College Broncos getting set to take on the Doan College Tigers here this afternoon. I'm Mike Will. I'll call the play-by-play for you today. Jimmy Purcell joins me alongside, and that's basically all we got to say, Jimmy, is it's Doan Week. It's here, Hastings and Doan here this afternoon.
Well, it doesn't matter what campus you're on, whether it's Hastings or Doan, and you mentioned the opposing team and the preparation that goes into this rivalry matchup. The 113th meeting between these two schools, it resides in a 52-50-10 record for Hastings, so you can see how very evenly matched this is, and each year tends to be a real dogfight. But boy, with the prelude into this broadcast, you can see last year on homecoming Saturday in Hastings, Doan absolutely dismantled the Broncos 62-7 in front of a good home crowd. Broncos actually haven't won a game since 2011. So Broncos definitely up and rolling this year with their offense, averaging over 50 points a game, ranked in the top five of total offense. Matt Overmiller having a very good year so far. The offensive line has produced and done a great job blocking for Ramiro Flores. And then a core of wide receivers. We've got a lot of things going offensively on the two games prior to this one here. But the defense has been the big question mark. Give up a lot of yards last week to Concordia and Von Thomas. So we're going to have our hands full here today.
And just look at the last two ball games we played with Doan. Doan has beaten us 62-7 the year before. They've beaten us 48-16. So obviously, defense is going to be a key today. Hastings College is going to have to play much better on defense than say in this football game.
Well, they really will, and we've seen the game against Kansas Wesley and also the game against Concordia where there were some big plays, and they were able to get deep on our secondary. And again, we've got some youngsters back there in that secondary for Tony Harper. One guy coming in particular, Jacob Tarr, just a freshman out of Colorado, but he has been able to make some adjustments, but they're going to try to target him because on game field, they see he is susceptible to allowing the big play. But again, we're going to have to fly around the football. The one thing that Hastings is probably prepared for but wasn't sure whether it was going to happen or not is the St. Cecilia product and Phil Hamburger. Normally, the starting quarterback was dinged up last week in the game in Orange City, and we understand from Matt Franzen, and got to speak with him just a little bit before we got here, not going to be in the game, actually not going to be anymore. He sustained another concussion, and due to decisions and family decisions that his career is done as a football player. So very sad to see as we were able to cover his games in high school. But they'll put another guy on the field, Brandon Stewart, and not a lot of numbers there, thrown for a couple hundred yards, three interceptions, and one touchdown on the season. And if he doesn't go, they'll also go to a freshman in Jack Shadley, a product out of Columbus Lakeview, just a freshman. So some youth out there, not a lot of numbers, but they got some threats downfield. The Bronco deal need to be on their toes today.
And this Great Plains Athletic Conference football action for you today on 1230 KHIS. Hastings and the Doan College Tigers. Coaching-wise, we've got a lot of interaction here. Of course, Matt Franzen was a longtime assistant coach at Hastings College. Tony Harper actually went to Doan College and graduated from Doan back in 1997. Actually was on the coaching staff of Doan for a while. So a lot of interaction and a lot of people are familiar with both head bands here.
Well, they really are. And, you know, when Matt was over in Hastings, he was such a great individual to get to know. and taking part of the coaching there. And now with him being over here, yeah, it's not a lot of – there's not going to be too many hidden things in these two offenses that the opposing coaches don't know. It's just going to be who can execute the better on the field as far as offensively and defensively. I mean, everybody knows their roles. They're going to have to complete them and play a very good game here today.
All right, we'll get you the starting lineups brought to you by Five Points Bank of Hastings, locally owned, locally managed with friendly service, three convenient locations, and a strong commitment to area youth. Many reasons why Five Points Bank is the better bank. Hastings on offense, no changes, no injuries, and that's good news for the Broncos. Matt Overmiller, the quarterback, 6'3", 195, a senior out of Adams Central. Romero Flores will be a tailback today, 5'10", 185, a sophomore out of San Bernardino, California. The fullback will be Caleb Kufel, 5'9", 185-pound senior out of Bishop Newman. The Z-wide receiver, Austin Curley, having a sensational year for the Broncos. He's also got 10 receptions to go along with his credit coming into the ball game today. Curley, 6'2", 180-pound junior from Round Rock, Texas. The tight end today, Jordan Wallman, 6'3", 215, a senior out of Beatrice. And Nate House, the 6'4", 205-pound sophomore transfer from Nebraska Kearney. Across the front, the offensive line is intact at center. Landon Arnold, 5'11", 275, a junior out of Millard North. The guards will be Tyler Schuster, 6'2", 275, a junior from Omaha Westside. The other guard will be Mark Nellis, 5'10", 245, a sophomore out of Millard West. Tanner Paxton will be at left tackle today for Hastings, 6'5", 280-pound senior out of Lincoln North Star. The other tackle for Hastings, he was banged up last week, but evidently he's ready to go today. Stephen Dunham, 6'2", 260-pound junior out of Oklahoma City. Hastings on defense today. Your three down linemen will be Joe Talaki, 6'1", 245-pound redshirt senior out of Riverside, California. Nathan Willey, 5'11", 260, a senior from Castle Rock, Colorado. And Darren Colquitt, 5'11", 255-pound junior out of Oklahoma City. The linebackers today for Hastings, the leading tackler, Eric Wiley, 5'9", 200-pound senior from Eagle, Idaho. Travis Agaga is 5'11", 200-pound freshman out of Gretna. The other linebacker will be Kelly McBride, 5'10", 195-pound sophomore out of Austin, Texas. And Quincy Johnson, 5'9", 220-pound senior from Oklahoma City. The fifth linebacker today will be Kanesi Eo, 5'9", 175-pound junior out of Denver, Colorado. And the defensive secondary today going to get tested by a very good zone offense today. Dylan Hill, 5'10", 175 junior from Hotchkiss, Colorado. Jacob Tarr, 5'11", 175 freshman from Chaparral, Colorado. And the other quarterback will be Alex Gilden, 6'2", 175-pound redshirt junior out of Highlands Ranch, Colorado. We'll check the starters for Doan right after this.
Five Points Bank is highly committed to investing in our community. This is what locally owned, locally managed banks do, and do well.
We are proud to be a leading supporter of the United Way. We were the third largest contributor to the 2013 annual campaign. Also, we recently contributed $25,000 towards the construction of the new pavilion at Highland Park, which will create a public space for the entire community to enjoy.
Giving back, it's part of our mission statement and helps make Hastings a great community. Five Points Bank, the better bank.
Starters for Doan here this afternoon. Brandon Stewart will get the started quarterback today, 6 foot, 208-pound junior out of Bayard, Nebraska. Clayton Moore at running back, 5'6", 166-pound senior out of Friend. And Kenny Boggs, 5'6", 187, a senior out of Los Angeles. The tight end will be Kellen Unvert, 6'6", 260-pound junior out of Sterling, Nebraska. Wide receiver will be Nick Reed, 6'4", 224, a senior out of Syracuse. Josh Boggs will be the other wide receiver, 5'6", 175-pound senior out of Fremont, Nebraska. And Alex Trevino, 5'10", 169-pound sophomore out of Mercedes, Texas. The center today for Doan will be Jeremy Reimers, 5'11", 258-pound senior out of Dalton, Nebraska. Ferrari Suarez will be your left guard, 6'2", 331 pounds, a junior out of Chicago. Eric Todd will be the other guard, 6'2", 273, a junior out of Eagle, Nebraska. Blake Bunner will be your left tackle today. He's a Blue Hill product, a former Blue Hill Bobcat, 6'1", 261-pound junior out of Blue Hill. And the other tackle will be Cole Bonnefeld, 6'3", 245-pound freshman out of Crete. And Doan on defense, a very good defensive unit here. Frank Crawford, 5'10", 211-pound sophomore out of Dallas, will be a defensive end. A defensive tackle will be Corey Velasek, 6'2", 265, a senior out of Spalding, Nebraska. And Heron Hanlon is a 5'10", 214-pound sophomore out of Pierce, Nebraska. The linebackers will be Garrett Borcher, 5'11", 215, a junior out of Pawnee City. Colton Mock, 6'2", 230, a sophomore out of Crete. Sheldon Garcia, 6'1", 218-pound senior out of Omaha. And then we see Justin Malik will be your other linebacker, 6'2", 209-pound senior out of Indianola. In the defensive secondary for Doan, you've got Dershawn Walder. That's one of the corners, 5'10", 171, a senior out of Allen, Texas. Also, Tanner Thomas, the other corner, 5'9", 165-pound junior out of Mesa, Arizona. Ben Buff, very good at free safety, 6'2", 234-pound junior out of Crete, Nebraska. And then you've got Alex Thatch, a 6'1", 195-pound junior from Aurora, Colorado. Your starting lineups are brought to you by Five Points Bank, now with three locations in Hastings, 2815 Osborne Drive West, 320 South Burlington, and at 322 North St. Joe. Hastings Five Points Bank, the better bank, member FDIC. As we give you the starting lineups, as you know, both Doan and Hastings kind of recruit the same individuals, the same areas. So that's why this is such a big-time rivalry. A lot of these guys played in high school together or against each other, and now they're facing off here in the college ranks.
Well, and what's really funny is there are several players that they either drive through Crete or drive through Hastings to go to their respective schools. And again, we see it each and every week when you've got in-state colleges recruit against each other. Again, you're going to have local flavor from our area anyway that is on the opposing rosters. A few guys to note, again, Blake Bunner from Blue Hill, the lineman for Doan, and then also we will see Buzz Niederklein as a freshman here. He's playing on JV, so a product out of Adams Central. And then also Cole Wiseman, the product out of Sutton, Nebraska. He actually will see the field today. He gets in on some nickel packages as a defensive back. So we see some local guys in here for Matt Franz. It's no surprise. Matt was around Hastings for a long time, so he's got some ties with a lot of the parents and a lot of the locals around there. So not a huge surprise.
One of Wise picture perfect in Crete today. We understand had some rain move through here earlier this morning, but right now not a cloud in the sky. 79 degrees at game time. Winds will be out of the south at 7 miles per hour. Doan has done some changing here on the campus here in Crete, and really a great setting for football as we get ready to go here this afternoon.
Well, it really is. We pulled in, wasn't aware the parking lot had changed around. I wanted to know where the smoke was. We found it, though. Great tailgating here as a lot of the GPAC schools really support their teams very well and set up the tents, the flags, get the grills going. And we always find a way to find those grills as we have the coin toss out here. But, yeah, going to be a beautiful afternoon here in Crete.
Hastings actually won the toss. They're going to defer to the second half. The Broncos are going to kick off, so we're going to get set to go here this afternoon. Hastings and Doan. Hastings dressed in their all-white uniforms here this afternoon. Doan has got their white football pants and their black tops trimmed and lettered in orange with their black football helmets here this afternoon. Other games going on in the conference today in the Great Plains Athletic Conference. Some interesting matchups. Midland playing down in Seward against the Concordia Bulldogs. Hastings here in Crete against Doan. Northwestern is playing in Mitchell this afternoon against Dakota Wesleyan. DeVort is at Morningside, and Nebraska Wesleyan will play at Briar Cliff. Yeah, night games, Morningside and Briar Cliff, so up in Sioux City, playing two night games in the Great Plains Athletic Conference here this afternoon. Dropping back deep is going to be Dershawn Walter, number one for Doan. Also dropping back there for the Tigers to receive the opening kickoff. This is going to be, I think that's Nick Reed back there for the Tigers as they sit back there at the two-yard line. Yeah, they're sitting back at the two-yard line, and he sees we'll kick off here. Owain Hickey is going to kick off. That's Clayton Moore back there. Clayton Moore is back there, as well as Dershawn Walder for Tigers.
Well, we will hope that Hastings gets off to a better start than last week. Remember, the opening kickoff from Owain Hickey went to about the 35-yard line out of bounds. Obviously didn't have them neon orange sneakers laced up very tight. We'll hope he does here today. He kind of had a tough game after being, I believe, perfect in his college career at Hastings College.
Yeah, he missed an extra point early in the ball game last week.
He had a tough go with things, but hopefully things are a little better here.
So we're set to go, waiting for the time to tick off of the scoreboard clock here, and then we'll get the opening whistle and get ready to go here this afternoon. Again, Hastings sitting at 2-0 on the season, two impressive wins, going on the road and beating Kansas Wesleyan 61-21 in the opener. Last week, knocking off Concordia 48-43. Doan, they've lost two games so far this year, losing to Friends 33-7, and losing to Northwestern in overtime last week in Orange City 17-10. But don't let that 0-2 record fool you. This is a good football team here this afternoon.
Well, it really is. A couple of top 15 football teams that one came in here, friends, and beat them again in Northwestern. They are prolifically a power in the GPAC conference. So to go out to Orange City and not able to come away with a victory there, lost in overtime. This is a good football team, and Matt Franz has done a great job. He's built this program from basically nothing. He's built this up into a real good program here in Crete.
All right, this is going to be Owain Hickey into the football. He's going to kind of pooch it again over to the far side. It's going to be mishandled and picked up here at the 22, back to the 25, to the 30. He's a run out of bounds. That's going to be, I think that's going to be Sheldon Garcia who brought the ball back there for Doan. So they elect not to kick the ball deep as Hickey sends it short and it's fielded there by Garcia. And now it's going to be first down and 10 for Doan. They'll start this drive, their initial drive of the afternoon. They'll start this one at the 34-yard line.
Now and again, quarterback Brandon Stewart in there, 6 foot, 208 pounds from Bayard, will be taking all the snaps today. Again, if you missed it, Phil Hamburger not playing today and will not play any longer for Doan as his career is over with a head injury last week of the game. So it'll be Stewart out there for Matt Franzen.
Stewart got into the ball game last week when Hamburger went down early, did not have a very good day against the Red Raiders, completed only 9 of 33 passes for 87 yards, no touchdowns, 2 interceptions, and he was sacked once. Hastings plans to put a lot of pressure on him here this afternoon. Stewart wants to throw. He's going to be caught here by Boggs, and Boggs is going to be hit still on his feet. He's hit twice. He's hit 3 times, and down he goes at the 35-yard line. A pickup of 1 yard in the play, so they go with a safe pass there to get Brandon Stewart kind of settled into the ball game. Stewart just blows it out here to Kenny Boggs, but the Hastings defense right there, a good stop there by the Broncos.
Well, number 81, Kellen Invert, down here in front of us, about the 45-yard line, all alone. Nobody defensively for the Broncos around there. They like to go underneath the Boggs. They like him. He's a little water bug, so to speak, very quick out there and a tough guy, hard to tackle.
Second down and 9 yards to go. Line of scrimmage is the 35-yard line of Doan. The Tigers moving from our left to our right here at Memorial Stadium in Crete. There's a handoff. Boggs, he cuts back, 35 to the 40. Still on his feet, slips a tackler at the 40. 2-yard line across the 45 out to near the 50-yard line. That's Clayton Moore carrying the ball and not Boggs. Clayton Moore carrying the ball there. Eric Riley had him wrapped up at the 40-yard line for Hastings, but he slips that tackle, and he gets the first down of the ball game for the Tigers as they move the ball into Hastings College territory at the 48. Riley should have had him stopped there for a little, if any, game.
Yeah, he really did. Moore did a great job keeping his feet going. Was able to break free and take it downfield for 17 yards into Bronco territory.
All right, here's Stewart now in the pistol set. He wants to throw the ball again. Backs up, throws it across the middle. It's going to be incomplete. Incomplete down there. The intended receiver for the Doan College Tigers was coming out of the backfield there for Doan. And that was Nolan Kawada who's into the ball game now. Don't expect it to use a lot of people on offense. You heard Matt talk about it in the pregame. They got a plethora of wide receivers we'll see in the football game here this afternoon. Second down and 10 yards to go. Line of scrimmage is the 48-yard line of Hastings. The initial drive here this afternoon. That's Unvert now going in motion. He settles in the backfield. The handoff goes to Boggs. Boggs is in. Down he goes. There's Eric Riley. Riley getting through there for Hastings to nail him for a loss. Riley is the leading tackler on this Bronco defense. He had 18 stops in the first two ball games for Hastings. Throws Boggs for a loss of 3 yards. It's third down and 13.
Yeah, Eric Riley, really the leader on this team defensively, has had a tremendous first two ball games. And right there did a great job busting through the line, bringing Boggs down. Again, he's a tough guy to bring down. Brought him down for nearly 3 yard loss. So third and 14, the ball back on the Doan side of territory.
All right, Stewart wants to throw the football again. Here comes the pressure. He steps up. The ball is across the middle. It's going to be incomplete. Incomplete. Back there for Hastings in coverage was Alex Gildon. Gildon was right there. May have got there a little too soon, but no penalty flag. And Doan is forced to punt the football away here on fourth down and 13.
Very, very close timing was very good by Alex Gildon. Got there just about the time the football got there. The fans down in front of us wanted a flag, but no go there. And a good defensive play by the Broncos. And it'll be a punting situation for Doan. And back deep, Ramiro Flores, the Sanity's own 10-yard to field this punt.
Jordan Peterson is the punter, averages 37.9 yards per kick. He stands at his own 36-yard line. Good snap. Here comes the pressure. Good high kick. Ramiro Flores comes up, signals for the fair catch, makes the catch, and Hastings will start this drive first down and 10 on their own 13-yard line. A kick of about 35 yards there for Peterson. I think for Hastings, just to get off to a good start, maybe take this initial drive and stick it in the end zone, one of the keys here early in this contest.
I think right there was a good start. After giving up a 17-yard run from Clayton Moore, they were able to stop the Doan offense in the Hastings territory. But, yeah, this high-octane offense, we'll see how high-octane they are today. This is probably by far the best defense they've faced in the two games.
Hastings offensively is ranked in the top five of the nation in a lot of statistical categories after 2 weeks. There's a handoff to Romero Flores on the first play. He slides through there across the 15 out to the 20-yard line. Romero Flores carrying the ball there for Hastings College. The tackle is made in there by the Doan College Tigers. That's a Tanner Thomas coming up from his cornerback spot to make the initial stop here for Doan. That was a pickup of about 6 yards in the play. Second down and four. Hastings going quickly here up to the line of scrimmage. On second down and four, Overmiller wants to throw, airs it out in the center of the field. It's going to be caught. Count it to 45 to the 40, 35, 30, 25, 20, 15, 10, 5. And Hausch is caught from behind. Down here at the 2-yard line, they finally get Nate Hausch loose. He is pulled down from behind by Jershawn Walder. A long pass play as Overmiller takes it downfield. We finally get the transfer from Nebraska Kearney off and running there. A long pass completion from Overmiller to Nate Hausch, and Hastings is in the red zone.
They have tried to stretch the field with him in the first two games, and that is the first play that has actually gone for some good yardage, 75 yards. The Broncos are back up there quickly.
Here's Romero Flores. He cuts around the right end. He takes it into the end zone for the touchdown. So the Broncos score on their initial drive of the football game, 11:45 to play first quarter. That Broncos have the lead 6-0.
And a good job there by the O-line of Hastings. We talked about him in the first two games being a close-knit group and back for a lot of returners back from a year ago, and it's really paying off this season. They're doing a good job on the run blocking side of things. A couple of runs by Flores on that drive there, and 9 yards. He takes it around right in for 3-yard touchdown run, and oh, Wayne Hickey into the game for the PAT.
All right, Hickey missed one last week. Here's the ball. It's down. It's up, and it is good through the pipes. So Hastings is on the scoreboard. They begin this football game, 11 minutes and 49 seconds to play in the first quarter. Hastings has the lead. It's the Broncos 7 and the Tigers nothing.
Hi, this is Stephanie Creechwill, the executive director of ASAP for Adams, Clay, Knuckles, and Webster counties. ASAP stands for Area Substance and Alcohol Abuse Prevention and is a nonprofit organization. ASAP partners with local agencies and schools to help change attitudes and raise awareness about the dangers of alcohol and substance abuse. We provide information, education, and support to the recovery community. If you would like more information about the services ASAP provides, please contact us at 463-0524 or log on to asap-ne.org.
1230 KHAS.
Mike Will, Jimmy Purcell back here at Memorial Stadium, Alpathic Field. We're in Crete, Nebraska this afternoon. That's the way to start the football game, Jimmy. A nice 76-yard pass completion to Nate Hausch and a 3-yard touchdown run by Romero Flores, and Hastings has the lead.
Dr. Joe Holtzclaw, he dials it up. We talked to him before the game. He said he's got maybe a few twists for us today in the ball game, but they dial it up on the second play of the game and finally get Noah Hausch, the big, tall wide receiver, got him out in the open in the middle of the field and hits him on a 76-yard pass play that takes it down to the 3-yard line. The Broncos couldn't start any better right now.
All right, so Hastings has the lead, 7-0, and we'll kick off for the second time here this afternoon as Hickey will get into the football, and again, he kind of pooches it to the far side. This one is going to be fielded again by Garcia. He's at the 20-25 out to the 28-yard line. So that's twice now they have failed to kick to the deep men. They just kind of pooch it over here, and both times it comes down in the hands of Garcia. So it'll be Doan starting this drive, first down and 10 at about the 29-yard line. 11:36 to play here in the first quarter. Dakota Wesleyan is struck first in their ball game. They lead Northwestern up in Mitchell. The score is 7-0. Dakota Wesleyan out on top of the Red Raiders of Northwestern. 43. But I got some problems with the game clock. They'll get that reset, and Doan will come back out. Brandon Stewart again in replace of the injured Phil Hamburger at quarterback. Stewart out of Bayard. Interesting enough, he was the guy that Tony recruited to come to Hastings College. Passed up Hastings and went to Doan instead. The backup today is Jack Shadley, who's also been on the Hastings College campus during a football camp. So Tony pretty well advised about what these two guys can do here. The two quarterbacks will probably see today for the Doan College Tigers. Here's a man coming in motion now. He settles in the backfield. They hand the ball away. That's going to be, Boggs. As he brings it across the 30-yard line out to about the 32. Kenny Boggs, he's a senior out of Los Angeles. They also have Josh Boggs on the team. They're not related. Josh is the senior out of Fremont, Nebraska. Plays at wide receiver for the Tigers. Second down at about 5 yards to go. Doan moving from our left to our right here in the first quarter of play, dressed in their black uniforms with their white football pants here this afternoon. Stewart, the quarterback, again gives away the Boggs, and Boggs is hit, and down he goes. Picks up maybe a yard on the play. Tackle is made in there by Kelly McBride, the outside linebacker for Hastings College. We'll give him a yard, maybe two on the play. That's now going to bring up a third down. Tiger defense, or the Bronco defense is looking good so far here in this first quarter.
Yeah, really good. Four rush plays for the Tigers here in this first quarter, only 18 yards. They've thrown one ball, and that was complete for just a yard gain, two incompletions. But Bronco defense, as we've seen in the first two ball games, flying around, getting to the football. But again, they got to be they got to tackle and wrap up good on Boggs. He's a tough guy. He's squirting through that line of scrimmage pretty easy.
Boggs now comes in motion to the near side. They fake the ball to Clayton Moore. They want to throw it to the near side. Boggs has got it. He's wide open. 35, 40, 45, 50 down the sideline. 40 of Hastings. The 30 of Hastings and tackled it at 25. Coming back to make the stop for Hastings College was Jacob Tarr. But Boggs came in motion, Jimmy, and the offense didn't correct itself. No one came in motion to pick up Boggs. They just threw it out there. He was wide, wide open, and Boggs takes it right down the near sideline.
Yeah, huge breakdown in defensively. For Hastings College there to allow Boggs. Again, we talked about him out of the backfield. He likes to catch passes out of there, too. That one goes for 44 yards down to the Bronco 23.
All right, here's the next play. Clayton Moore's got it. He sweeps left side. Moore breaks one tackle at the 20, takes it down to about the 18-yard line. So down to the 18-yard line, the Tigers now in the red zone. That's McBride again on the stop for Hastings College defensively. We'll give him a pickup about 5 yards in the play, second down and five for the Tigers. Hastings out on top by a score of 7-0. The Broncos scoring their first initial drive here this afternoon. Now the Tigers coming back. They had to punt on their first possession here today. Now they got the ball in the red zone for the first time here this afternoon. Stewart hands the ball away, sliding through there at the 15 to the 10, down to the 5-yard line. Carrying the ball there is Bryson Mock. So Bryson Mock carrying the ball for the first time. He's a 5'11", 194-pound freshman. Out of Crete, Nebraska, he just blows that one right off the pipe there. Hastings College is a little late on defense, making an adjustment here. They just get out there. Now they give the ball away to Mock again. Penalty flags are down. So Hastings was jumping around on the defense. I think they had too many guys on the field.
Yeah, going to be a legal substitution. Be the first penalty of the game for Hastings College. And again, Doan, as quickly as Hastings runs offensively, Doan is that quick to the offensive line, and they've got Hastings a little bit confused and trying to get the right personnel out there.
Yeah, Hastings trying to make a defensive change right there. And they got caught with too many guys in the field, so that's going to cost them 5 yards and moves the ball down to the 5-yard line. 9 minutes and 11 seconds to play here in the first quarter at Al Papik Field Memorial Stadium in Crete this afternoon. 7-0. Hastings is out on top, but Doan knocking on touchdown door. They've got a first down and goal down here at the 5-yard line. Boggs is going to stay in the backfield. Wide receivers left and right. Pistol set here. They fake the ball to Boggs. Stewart hangs on to it. He throws it into the end zone. He throws it over everybody's head. Out of the end zone. Back in the deep corner of the end zone for Doan was Nick Reed. But he couldn't get him the ball, and he just throws it away. He does the smart thing there. Brandon Stewart doesn't want to. That was a mistake down here deep as the Tigers are threatening to put some points on the scoreboard.
Well, Gilden doing a great job at coverage on Reed in the corner of the end zone, but Stewart rolled way out to his far side of the field and was looking in that corner of the end zone. Nobody was there, and, just wisely throws that football away. It'll bring up a second down, the ball at the 4-yard line.
All right, they got two backs in the backfield now. That's Boggs and Clayton Moore. Stewart waiting for the snap here. Hastings College jumping around in defense. There's a pass into the end zone. It's going to be incomplete. Again, looking for Nick Reed. That one's thrown a little bit short there by Brandon Stewart. Now it's third down and goal. Again, Brandon played last week in the ball game against Northwestern. Did not have a great day. Completed only 9 of 33 passes against the Red Raiders. Doan is already up to the line of scrimmage on third down and goal from the Hastings 4-yard line. Stewart with the ball, hand off to Moore. Moore slides through there across the 5, down to about the 1-yard line. Clayton Moore goes down at about the 1-yard line, and now the Tigers will be looking at a fourth down situation. Fourth down and goal from the Hastings 1, and the Tigers will go for it here. So it's fourth down and goal from the 1-yard line. Hastings out on top by a score of 7-0. Now they got another quarterback. Jeff Merritt is into the ball game now for Doan, and they hand the ball away to Boggs, and Boggs crashes forward for the touchdown.
That was Stewart in there, quarterback.
Yeah, that's right. Brandon Stewart was in there. He hands it away to Boggs. He takes it into the end zone for a touchdown. Again, we expected to see a couple of different quarterbacks in there today, but that was Brandon Stewart. Boggs takes it in from 1 yard out, and it's now a 7-6 ball game.
8-play drive there, but it was all set up on a 44-yard pass play to Boggs down the near sidelines that got Doan deep into Bronco territory. And then Matt Franzen rolling the dice, this 0-2 football team. He's not afraid. He goes for on fourth and one. They get her in the end zone for the first touchdown.
So it's now a 7-6 ball game. Here comes the extra point. Ball is down, and the kick goes sailing through the uprights. We are tied. The PAT is good, so the Tigers come right back after the Broncos get on the scoreboard. Tigers come right back. A one-yard run by Kenny Boggs. We're tied, 8:21 to play. During the first quarter, it's Hastings 7, Doan 7.
When you need power, think Husker Power Products, your full-service irrigation engine headquarters. Husker Power Products is your provider of GM natural gas and propane engines, Isuzu diesel, all customized for your application. A business backed by fast response, service when you need it, and straightforward answers. Think locally owned and operated Husker Power Products when you need power. Located at 2955 West Highway 6 in Hastings or online at HuskerPowerProducts.com.
1230 KHAS.
Concordia has jumped out on top of Midland in the first quarter. Concordia is 7, Midland nothing. Dakota Wesleyan with a lead over Northwestern at last check, 7-0. The Tigers had the lead over the Red Raiders. We will see Dakota Wesleyan next Saturday at the Osborne Sports Complex, Lloyd Wilson Field. Kickoff next week will be at 1 o'clock. Hastings will send Wesley Jardine back deep here to receive this kickoff. It's going to be fielded back here at about the 3-yard line. Back to the 5, to the 10, to the 15, to the 20. That's 25, out to about the 26-yard line. Darvante Knight bringing the ball back, and he may have copped up the pig, but the officials say no. He's already on the ground, so Hastings will have the ball here. Darvante Knight bringing the ball back there for Hastings. Nearly copped her up here. Hastings falls back on top of it. They say he was already down, so the Broncos will start first down and 10 from the 27.
Well, if you're here in the stands and you like offense, you pick the right college football game to go to this afternoon. Going to be a lot of offense out here as both teams are tied up now at 7 points apiece. You look back at the Bronco drive, it only took 3 plays the last time they touched the football to get it into the end zone.
Of course, they had that long pass to Noah House, 76 yards. Overmiller throws the ball. It's going to be caught here at the 40, and he falls forward to about the 45-yard line. Austin Curley. Curley's having a sensational year for Hastings. That's his 11th reception of the year at 270 yards coming into the football game this afternoon with a touchdown. He grabs that ball there, and Hastings making it look easy right here against the Doan defense so far. First down and 10 yards to go. Hastings has brought the ball out to the 45-yard line. Overmiller stands in the pocket, surveys the field, runs with it, now holds it, now throws it. It's caught here again. Austin Curley, 45-40, and he's run out of bounds. Austin Curley with a couple of receptions here. And the Broncos move the ball into Tiger territory. First down and 10 for Hastings. They've got the ball at the Doan 40-yard line. Hastings picking up the pace here. They're already up to the line of scrimmage.
3 first downs in the ball game already. And Matt Overmiller with 107 yards of passing. The last 2 receptions, 16 and 15 yards, both to Curley. And the Broncos got the football in the Tiger territory.
I want you to know how she's your wide receiver split to the left side of the formation. They keep the ball on the ground. Flores has got the ball, spins to the 40, takes it down to about the 36-yard line where he falls forward down there for Hastings. A pickup of about 4 yards in the play. Second down and 6 yards to go.
Tell you what, Ramiro coming into this season, you can tell he worked hard in the offseason. Much bigger and a smart running back there. Really chooses his holes nicely. Coming in this ball game, 200 yards on 32 carries.
They fake the ball to Flores. Now Overmiller wants to throw. He does. It's caught down here at the 15. Down to the 10-yard line. Down to the 5-yard line. That's Trevor Bone. He gets the reception there, and the tackle is made in there by the Tigers. And coming back to make the stop is Brendan Cornell, rather Seth Henry, I think that was. Seth Henry back there for Doan making the stop. And it's going to be a first down for Hastings as they move the ball down here to the 6-yard line. Hastings knocking on touchdown door here, their second possession. And now they blow this play dead. An illegal procedure, I think, against Hastings. So the Broncos had the ball twice. They're threatening to score on each of their possessions so far. They got a penalty there. A 5-yard variety, illegal procedure called on Hastings. Now I think we got some more problems with the clock or something. The official is going to confer down here on an illegal procedure call. As they make the call down here, Hastings is in the red zone of Doan. I don't know what they can. All right, it's going to be on Mark Nellis, the right guard for Hastings. All kinds of problems with the game clock for some reason.
Trying to run the time off, trying to get out of here in a hurry. Husker game ain't till 7.
Yeah, we don't start till 7.
We don't need to get out of here that early.
So first down and goal for Hastings. They got the ball now at the 11-yard line of Doan. Working from our right to our left, Overmiller throws the fade in the corner of the end zone. It's going to be incomplete. Trying to get the ball down there to Austin Curley. When we showed up for the Hastings High game last night, that's exactly what they were practicing after their initial practice yesterday. The wide receivers and Matt Overmiller kind of stayed after time yesterday, and they worked on the exact same fade pattern in the corner of the end zone. So evidently they see something that don't defense they like here.
Well, and Curley's been the go-to guy this season. 207 yards coming in and a touchdown. He's already got 31 yards on two receptions here as Overmiller now pauses, looks at the sidelines, and now he's ready to take the snap.
Overmiller's going to look the other way now. Houch is over there. There's a pass that's going to be caught at the 5-yard line, and he is out of bounds. So Hastings has got the ball down to the 5-yard line. Overmiller goes that time. Coming out of the backfield for Hastings was Caleb Kufel. Kufel makes the reception. That's his fourth reception of the year as he moves the ball down between the 5 and the 6, and Hastings looking at third down and goal. There's a handoff to Romero Flores. Spins at the 3, takes it out of the 2-yard line. He's going to be belted there. Hastings going to be stopped short. Flores is stopped down here at about the 2-yard line, so now Hastings will have a choice to make here. He is tackled in the play there by the Tigers. That's Justin Mollick, the linebacker for the Tigers, making his stop there. So now Hastings looking at fourth down. Doan scored on a 4th-and-1 at the other end. Hastings now looking at 4th-down-and-3. We're down to 5 minutes and 50 seconds to play here in the first quarter, and Hastings will go for it on 4th-down-and-goal from the 3-yard line. Overmiller has got the ball. He hands it away to Romero Flores. He takes it. He kind of dives for the end zone. Does he get in there? Yes, he does. Touchdown. Touchdown, Romero Flores. Hastings 2-for-2 on their offensive possessions this afternoon. Flores got to the goal line and got it over the chalk down there. But I'll tell you what, that was close as Flores takes it into the end zone for the score.
Tell you what, Flores on the last two plays took a lot of hits, but he just kept on churning those legs, trying to get in there. They had a pretty good seam opened up off the left side, but he takes it in from 3 yards out. Flores with all the carries so far in the ballgame, 5-for-18, and he gets in from 3 yards out. Hickey into the game.
Ball is down. Owain Hickey sends the ball to the pipes, and it is up there. It is good. He is now 2-for-2 on extra points here this afternoon. Hastings 2-for-2 in their offensive possessions. Hastings out on top with 5:34 to play in the first quarter. We'll take a break with a score. Hastings 14, Doan 7.
When you need body work, call Sealy Body Shop in Hastings. Sealy's now uses the new environmentally friendly products from PPG. Sealy's offers complete collision repair and restoration. Sealy's Body Shop, the name you trust at 201 East South Street in Hastings.
Keith's Drive-In Drug and Keith's Medical Park Pharmacy always give you the fast, friendly service you've come to expect over the years. From prescription drugs to over-the-counter medications, trust Keith's Drive-In Drug at 5th and Hastings and Keith's Medical Park Pharmacy in Hastings Medical Park.
1230 KHAS.
All right, Hastings going 8 plays and 71 yards for the touchdown. Hastings out on top now 14-7. Northwestern has tied their game with Dakota Wesleyan, now 7-7 up in Mitchell, South Dakota. They're still in the first quarter.
Stand corrected there. Romero now with 4 touchdowns on the season, 2 in this game. He's got one earlier, both of them 3-yard plunges. So the Bronco offense is off and running. What, 11 plays, 160 yards of total offense in this game.
2 touchdowns. There's Hickey into the ball game now. He's going to, again, push the kick over to the far side. This time, Walter comes up to grab it at the 30, 35, and he's spilled out here at about the 38-yard line. Down there in special teams for Hastings was Tyler Harper. I think that was Tyler Harper or Tyler Harris out there for Hastings, the stop on special teams. You thought that was Tony's son out there,
huh? I was like, I didn't know when he got slipped onto the roster.
First down and 10 for the Tigers. They have the ball on their own 40-yard line. I think we are in for an offensive show here this afternoon.
Well, I think we are with the first two games, as much offense as the Broncos have given up defensively. Again, Brandon Stewart, the backup quarterback in there, looks pretty sharp so far. He's got, 45 yards through the air. The Tigers with 37 on the ground here in the first quarter.
Man goes in motion. Here's a handoff to Clayton Moore. He brings it across the 40 out to about the 42-yard line. He is stopped right there by Hastings College, a short pickup. Tackle is made in there by Tyler Murphy, who's into the ball game for the Broncos. 6'4" and a 240-pound junior out of California making the stop there as the Broncos rotating down the defensive line. That was a pickup of about 3 yards into play. Second down and 7. Doan with the ball at the 43. There's a handoff again across the 45 out to about the 47-yard line. Kevin McBride in the stop there for Hastings College. The ball carrier there was Bryson Bach, a freshman out of Syracuse, Nebraska, carrying the ball there. Rather out of Crete. A pickup of a couple of yards in a play. Now it's third down. Third down and 3 yards to go. Doan with the ball out here at their own 47-yard line, working left to right. Stewart wants the throw. Here comes the pressure. The pass is going to be incomplete. Hastings getting a lot of pressure on him that time. That was Travis Gaga, who was in there for Hastings College. And also in there for the Broncos was number 50, Casey Malafua. Putting a lot of pressure on the junior quarterback there out of Bayard. So it's going to be a fourth down. And Doan will have to punt for the second time here this afternoon. Flores will drop back deep inside his own 20-yard line.
Well, again, we knew coming in, no matter what quarterback was going to be in there for Doan, we were going to have to try to put an extremely a lot of pressure on the quarterback to force some errant passes. That one there, the Bronco D does its job. They hold and will get the football back. Flores stands at his own 15 to retrieve this punt.
Peterson is the punter. Here comes the pressure by Hastings. They can't get to it. Flores looks up, and he's not going to get to the ball either. It bounces at the 16, and it goes out of bounds. So Hastings has got the ball back. They'll get it back for the third time here in the first quarter. They're 2-for-2 so far, and they've got the ball back here in their own territory, but we've still got 4 minutes and 30 seconds to play here in the first quarter.
Well, they've started down in this area. The prior two drives have been able to go the distance and get it in. Again, the Broncos with 160 yards of total offense, 142 through the air. Overmiller looking very sharp. Austin Curley getting in the action. Noah House with a big catch. So the Broncos spreading the football around again very early in this game.
Devontae Knight is now in the backfield along with Romero Flores, and Hastings snaps the ball, but I don't know if it was on the right snap count. Nobody moved. And now we have a penalty here on the Hastings College, I do believe. The official is going to confer. We've got 4.5 minutes to play here in the opening quarter. Hastings is out on top of Doan by the score of 14-7. Actually, somebody's going to jump off sides there for Doan up there on the defensive line. Jumping off sides was Drew Kruger. He's a big boy at 260 pounds out of Blair, Nebraska. Jumps off sides, and it's going to be a 5-yard penalty marched off against Doan. So Hastings looking at first down and 5 now. With the ball sitting at the 22-yard line. Here's a fake handoff to Flores. Matt's going to run the football to 25, or that's going to be Coy is into the ball game now. Boyd brings the ball up to the 30-yard line. So Hastings going with their backup quarterback now as Anthony Cloyd comes into the ball game, and he picks up the first down. So they got a package here for Cloyd. He's a good runner. He's a freshman out of Omaha. So Cloyd is now in control. Matt Overmiller, after guiding the team in the first two series into the end zone for scores, taking a little break here with Anthony Cloyd back out there now for the Broncos. There's a handoff again to Romero Flores, and he's going to be hitting down. He goes. It barely got started in the play as Flores is knocked down in the play. Nick Bingham making the stop there. He's out of Georgia, 236 pounds and a senior, 6'4" for the Tigers. No gain in the play by Romero Flores. Hastings now looking at second down and 10 yards to go, 14-0. Actually, 14-7 the score. Hastings out on top of Doan here this afternoon in the first quarter. Anthony Cloyd in there at quarterback has got two wide receivers split out to the right side. Cloyd will roll that way, holds it. Cloyd running into trouble, and now he's hit. He's going to be sacked. Going to be sacked back here, and getting through there for the Tigers was Brandon Stantella from Cozad, a freshman. He makes the stop there, a sack. And now it's going to bring up a third down and long situation, third down and 20 for the Broncos. The Tigers recorded a couple of sacks last week in the ball game against Northwestern. They get to the Hastings quarterback for the first time here this afternoon.
Well, and Cloyd might as well just try to throw that to the sidelines, take the incompletion. That was a huge loss of 9 yards over Miller back in the football game on this third and long.
They go after him, too. Matt gets rid of the ball. It's going to be complete here to Romero Flores. 25-30 down the sideline. 35-40. He's knocked out of bounds. And wait a minute. We got a penalty flag back upfield. That would be enough for a first down if it stands here. I think Hastings is going to be guilty of a hold back upfield here. The only flag is down at the 11-yard line. So Matt Overmiller comes in and completes the pass to Romero Flores, who picks up enough for the first down. But Hastings coming back. They're retreating toward their own goal line. That's going to be a hold on Hastings. Holding call on Tyler Schuster. Schuster is the starting left guard here for the Broncos. Gets hit with a penalty flag on a hold. But now Hastings will be looking at a third down and long situation. The nose of the football going to be sitting back here near the 10-yard line.
Boy, that's the kind of penalties and mistakes that makes a coach grumpy the next day when you're doing some conditioning out on the field. That was enough for a first down. Instead, they got a third. Well, they got to go all the way to 39-yard line.
Yeah, this is a third down and about 29 yards to go for Hastings. Over Miller wants to throw. Throws it into the center of the field. Incomplete. Trying to get the ball to Darvante Knight. It's incomplete. Not a very well-thrown ball there by Matt Overmiller. Back in coverage for the Doane College Tigers was Ben Buff. So Hastings will have to punt for the first time here this afternoon. Josh Boggs dropping back deep. Fourth down and 29 yards to go for Hastings from their own 10-yard line.
Boggs, he's got a good-looking mop on there. Letting that hair grow out. He'll be back to receive this punt. But, again, Doane going to get tremendous field position as Boggs stands at the 48.
Buckley will kick for Hastings. End-over-end kick. Boggs grabs the ball at the 42. Boggs is hit. Well, he signaled for the fair catch, and Hastings didn't see it. And Boggs looks in on the play, and it could be a penalty here on Hastings. That was Dylan Hill on special teams for Hastings. Didn't see the fair catch signal there by Boggs. Hill ran into him, and that's going to cost Hastings 15 yards. So a couple of penalties here. One on offense on a hold to put him in a big hole. And now on special teams, a penalty here on the Broncos. And that's going to give Doane great field position. They've already got the ball in Hastings College territory. And here comes the penalty march off. That's going to move the ball all the way down to the 27-yard line of Hastings. Actually, they're going to rule that on Quincy Johnson. I think they both got into him as they didn't see the fair catch signal. And Quincy Johnson is going to be the guilty party officially on that play. Could have gone on either one of them, though. First down and 10 yards to go. Doane has got the ball at the Hastings College 27. Broncos are out on top here in this football game by a score of 14-7. We got 2 minutes and 23 seconds to play here in the first quarter from Memorial Stadium in Crete, Alpapic Field. Stewart stays in there at quarterback, sends a man in motion, fakes the ball to him. He drops the ball, picks it up, and throws it to Boggs wide open at the 10-yard line to the 5, and he's out of bounds. Stewart fakes the ball to the man that came in motion, picked it up off of the turf, and then threw it here to the near side to Kenny Boggs. And again, Jimmy, I don't know what's happening, but Boggs has been wide open a couple of times today. He takes the ball down to the 4-yard line, and it's first down and goal for the Tigers.
67 yards, actually 68 yards. Boggs has all the receptions, and we better get a defender that knows where Boggs is on this field. He has hurt this Bronco defense here in this first quarter.
There's a running play. That's going to be Boggs running the ball. He would stop short, and he bops it outside for a touchdown. It was designed to go inside, Jimmy, and there was nothing there but white shirts. Boggs just pops it around the right end and takes it into the end zone for the touchdown, and the Tigers are on the board here with 1:59 to play.
Just two plays at 27 yards, and it's all Boggs. Kenny Boggs, one big catch of 23 yards. He takes it down the 5-yard line, and he goes inside. Poor tackling by the Bronco defense, and we are an extra point away from tying this thing up with 1:59 left to go here in an exciting first quarter in Crete.
All right, so it's 14-13. Here comes the extra point by the Tigers. Ball is down, and the kick is up, and the kick is going to be good. And now we're tied. A minute and 59 seconds to play. We're still in the first quarter, gang. The score, Hastings College 14 and Doane 14.
At Farm Bureau Financial Services, we're here to make insurance simple through all stages of life. Knowing your loved ones will be taken care of can give you peace of mind, and you can count on your local Farm Bureau agent to help determine the amount of life insurance that's right for you. You already trust us to help protect your valuables. Now trust us to help protect what you value most, your loved ones. Call Marty DeMuth in Hastings today and see how we can make insurance simple. Farm Bureau Life Insurance Company, Farm Bureau Property and Casualty Insurance Company. Securities and services offered through FBL Marketing Services, LLC, affiliate Farm Bureau Financial Services.
1230 KHAS.
Midland 7-47 in the first half. Hastings and Doane tied up at 14 points apiece. Northwestern and Dakota Westland are still tied at 7 points apiece up in Mitchell. The two games will be tonight in Sioux City. Dort playing at Morningside. Nebraska Westland playing at Briar Cliff. So four touchdowns already here in the first quarter. We still got a minute and 59 seconds to play.
Well, we've been monitoring the numbers between the two teams in the last couple of games. I believe it was 1,100, almost 1,200 yards at the Kansas Wesleyan game, over 1,000 yards last week in the Concordia game, and the kick goes about 5 yards deep. Alex Gilden back on the return there will take a knee. But, yeah, both defenses that have been on the field the last two games haven't been real sharp, and we've got an explosion ready to happen here at 14 points apiece with 1:59 left to go here in just the first quarter, so it's going to be a lot of offense.
It's like arena football.
Yeah.
It's like we're watching the Nebraska Danger. So Hastings will get the ball in a touchback of the 25-yard line.
If that's the case, I like our chances. We've got the Danger coach on our sideline. So.
Yeah, Mike Davis helping out the Bronco coaching staff again this year, but mostly working with their defense. First down and 10 yards to go for Hastings. This is their fourth offensive series of the first quarter. Matt Overmiller back in there at quarterback for Hastings. He turns, wants to throw. He throws it to the far side. The ball is going to be caught and dropped out here at the 44-yard line. Hastings had a man open over there, but it was caught and then dropped. That's Austin Curley. He can't come up with it at the 44, so an incomplete pass, second down and 10 yards to go. Bravo football this afternoon on 1230 KHAS and also online at www.hastingslink.com. Internet streaming is brought to you by Hastings College. Challenge yourself, inspire greatness. Hastings does that. You can find out more at www.hastings.edu. There's a pass down the near sideline. It's going to be caught here by Noah Hausch for Hastings. He comes down with it at the 46-yard line, but a penalty flag is down. I think Doan jumped offsides.
I think we got an offsides, but again, Overmiller knew he had a free play and just threw it up for grabs here to Hausch right in front of Matt Franzen and the Tigers.
That's going to be an offside call here against Doan. Hastings will decline the penalty, so Matt just goes down the near sideline, and Noah Hausch, who hauls it in here for the Broncos. Hastings has moved the ball out here to the 46-yard line. As Bronco offense ranked in the top five of the nation in total yards and total points, and they've done a sensational job so far this year. There's a little reverse play, grabbing the ball there for Hastings around the right end across the 45 to the 50-yard line. Inside Tiger territory down to the 49, running the ball there for Hastings.
And we have no 13.
No, there's a 13 that just ran the ball for Hastings. On our official roster, there's not a 13 listed. We'll double-check that. Tony said he was going to have some new wrinkles in the lineup.
Yeah.
Maybe that's it, the secret player. We'll double-check that on the official Hastings College roster. As a handoff now to Reynoso, who's into the ball game. He's going to be hit. And down he goes. Little finny game there as the Reynoso is tackling the play there by the Doan College Tigers and busting through there for Doan to make the stop. It's going to be Andy Tatum. Andy Tatum out of Lincoln making the stop there. Reynoso gets the ball to about the 48-yard line. So it's going to bring up a third down and four now for the Hastings College Broncos. They've got the ball in Doan territory. Overmiller is going to wait. And now we got a timeout for Doan. A timeout for Doan, so we'll take a break. 47 seconds to play here in the first quarter. We'll take a break with a score. Hastings 14, Doan 14.
Rivals Bar and Grill is a proud sponsor of all area athletics, teams, and coaches. Get to Rivals every Thursday and Friday until 11 p.m. and enjoy half-price appetizers before and after the game. Remember, Thursday night is pizza night, so stop in and get your pizza to stay or to take it with you. Open daily at 11 a.m. Rivals Bar and Grill in Hastings. Join the Rivals team. Osborne Drive East in Hastings. Best of luck, teams.
1230 KHAS.
Michael Jim Purcell back here at Crete. Logan Davis is the mystery man wearing number 13. Tony thought he would see some playing time here today. He's 6 foot, 195 pounds out of Millard West. So Logan Davis just adds to the arsenal that we have on our offense so far this year.
Looking at some first quarter numbers quickly, brought to you by Tom Dinsdale Automotive in Grand Island. You can find him on the web.
We'll get to those right
first. I thought we were the first. First game jitters.
55 seconds to go until the end of the first quarter. Hastings looking at a third down situation here. Third down and four following the timeout. Hastings with the ball at the 48-yard line. Overmiller wants to throw. Throws it near side. He's caught here by Hausch, and he's out of bounds. Out of bounds here at the 35-yard line. That's another Hastings first down. The Broncos moving the ball right down the field. This is their fourth possession. Others first quarter, they have scored on two of those possessions. They have had to punt once, but Hastings has moved the ball now into Doane College territory, still with 38 seconds to play here in the first quarter. We're tied up at 14 points apiece. Here's Logan Davis with the ball, brings it across the 35 down to the 32-yard line. Before you stop there by the Tigers, Doane showing a lot of guys in on the defense here this afternoon. Cole Wiseman, the freshman out of Sutton, making the stop there for the Tigers. A pickup of 4 yards into play. Second down and 6 yards to go. Hastings with the ball now at the Doane 32-yard line. Tigers jumping around on defense again on the defensive line. Overmiller waiting for the snap. He fakes the ball. Logan Davis stands in the pocket, throws it into the end zone. Touchdown. Man is wide open there for Hastings, and that looked very, very easy. Hastings scores again on a touchdown, and they are looking sharp here on offense.
Jordan Wallman, in the end zone, Wallman was allowed to run free in that secondary. There was nobody within, 7-8 yards of Wallman, and Overmiller seen him, threw a nice football down there, and that goes in from 32 yards out. The Broncos, right at the end of the first quarter, tag another six on. Wayne Hickey, though, with the point after.
So Matt Overmiller to Jordan Wallman, covers 30 yards for the touchdown. Here comes the extra point again, and Hickey sends it through the pipes. It is good. So the point after touchdown is good, and Hastings will have the lead at the end of the first quarter. A wild one going on here at Memorial Stadium in Crete. The score after one, Hastings 21, Doane 14.
The train tracks are gone, and over time, things change. But Vons Printers continues to be your full-service printing specialist. From start to finish, Vons Printers will customize your own logo, print business cards, envelopes, letterheads, brochures, and notepads to create a calling card for your business. Expect quality, personalized service, and competitive pricing from your full-service printing experts. For over 85 years, locally owned and operated, Vons Printers, 2nd and East Side Boulevard in Hastings.
Comfort means something different to everyone, and Frigidaire offers home comfort solutions as unique as your family. You can design systems that control seasonal allergens, humidity, and other environmental factors, or get rid of hot and cold spots with independent comfort zones. Call 402-463-4853, and Rutz Heating and Air Conditioning will work with you to design the system that's perfect for your family. Experience trusted Frigidaire comfort and exceptional service from Rutz Heating and Air Conditioning in Hastings and Kearney. Call 402-463-4853.
1230 KHAS.
All right, Hastings College goes 7 plays, 75 yards. They scored 3 touchdowns in the first quarter, and the Broncos have the lead over the Tigers now, 21-14.
Now we will do our first quarter numbers brought to you by Tom Dinsdale Automotive in Grand Island. You can find them on the web at dinsdaleauto.com. For Doane in that first quarter, again, some big, big numbers being put up. Doane rushed it 11 times for 49 yards. They threw for 68 on 3 of 8 passing, no interceptions, so 117 yards of total offense for Doane in that first quarter. For Hastings College, 27 yards on the ground on 11 rushes, 8 of 11 passing as well, no interceptions, so 236 of total offense for Hastings College in that first quarter. Some leaders for Hastings: Ramiro Flores, 6 carries, 19 yards. Logan Davis has a couple of totes for 10. Overmiller again, 8 of 11, 209. The leader receiving today, Noah House, 3 receptions, 108. Curley has 2 for 33. And Jordan Wallman, 1 for 32. That was a touchdown for Doane. It's Clayton Moore rushing the football, 4 for 28. And Boggs, 3 catches, 68 yards, and 352 total yards of offense for the two teams after the first quarter. We'll monitor that all game.
Clayton Moore dropping back deep with Walter. Walter's going to grab the ball at the 1 yard line. He's back to the 10. He's at the 15 yard line. He hit at the 15, and down he goes at the 15 yard line. Good job by the Broncos on special teams. Contains the Tigers within their 20-yard line. So Doane will start deep in their own territory at their own 15-yard line. Just underway here in the second quarter. Hastings now on top of Doane by a score of 21-14. I don't know if we can keep up this pace or not, but Hastings looked very, very good in offense again this afternoon.
Well, they really have it again. The defense, they've been able to be picked apart a little bit from Boggs. He's the only guy that has got caught footballs for Doane in the football game. Again, 68 yards on 3 catches. They need to know where he's at. He's been coming out of the backfield, and he's a definite threat. But as far as the Bronco offense, they are clicking right along, 236 yards in the first quarter of action.
Brandon Stewart stays in there at quarterback for the Doane College Tigers. He's got the ball, backs up, he wants to throw. Throws to the first far side. That's Boggs again. Now Hastings has got a man out there, and he brings it down. out to the about the 23-yard line. A pickup of 3 yards on the play. And making the stop for Hastings that time was Eric Wiley, the linebacker, a senior out of Eagle, Idaho. Give him a pickup of 3 yards in the play. It's going to bring up a second down and seven situation. That's been a very successful play for the Tigers, but Wiley out there that time for the Bronco defense.
Yeah, and it's not that they've stretched the field and gone deep to Boggs. It's just been them little screen passes, and with his tremendous speed, he's able to get some very positive yardage.
Stewart sends a man in motion. Now they're going to hand the ball away. That's going to be Boggs running the ball. He's hit once, he's hit twice, and down he goes. Quincy Johnson finishing off the tacklers there for the Broncos. So Boggs picks up 1, maybe 2 yards in the play. And don't be looking at a third down situation. Third down is still about 3 yards to go, maybe closer to 4, as the ball is set down at the 28-yard line. Going quickly up to the line of scrimmage with Stewart in there at quarterback. Sends out 2 wide receivers to the left side. Hastings now jumping up there on that defensive line. We've got a couple of penalty flags down. And some words are being exchanged already up there. Joe Tulaki is one of the guys involved for Hastings. He got in one of the Doan players. And some words were exchanged, and Talkie gave him an extra shove there. I think that was Shores for Doan also involved there. So already you can see the intense rivalry heating up here in the second quarter.
Always a lot of pushing and shoving when these two teams get together. And again, it was, well, he'll get the call here. 50 offense, 5 yard
penalty, still third down. All right, so they're just going to flag Doan for the false start and nothing on Hastings. And Matt Franzen wants to know why not, as Talkie got kind of a cheap shot in there.
Yeah, he did, right? And actually, a flag was thrown right when that happened, but they waved that penalty off. So it'll bring up a third down and third and 10 to go here for Doan.
All right, Doan has got the ball on their own 16-yard line again. Here's Stewart. This flares it out there. The ball is going to be caught, but again, the Broncos are right out there on defense. Alex Gilden out there to bring down the receiver after a gain of only 1 yard. Now it's Corey Conkwarf. Grabbing the ball there, a junior wide receiver from Crete, Nebraska. Picks up only 1. Hastings does a much better job there on that defensive series.
Well, I tell you, the Doan receivers are so speedy. If you don't make a good tackle out in the open field, they could go for a good distance. And the last two plays was great open field tackles, one-on-one action. And Gilden there did a great job on Cockwarf as he brought him down for, we'll call it a 1 yard gain. So Hastings going to get good field position again. Flores stands inside his own 45-yard line.
Peterson will kick here for Doan. Gets away another good kick. Flores looks up, grabs the ball at the 46-yard line, dances to the 47, across the 50, to the 45, to the 40, on his feet to the 35. Ball comes loose, and Hastings has the football down here at the 25-yard line. Recovering the ball there for Hastings, I think, was that Harris or was that Gaines?
Now Tyler Harris.
So Hastings loses the football there with Romero Flores. But Hastings recovers the ball down here. So Hastings dodges a bullet at the 25-yard line, and Hastings will have the ball here in Doan territory.
Romero did a great job, took it right up the middle, found a seam, got it at about the 45-yard line, cross midfield, got to down to about the 32-yard line, and then the ball was stripped, and it came out. But, boy, Tyler Harris, Johnny on the spot. The Broncos got it at the 27-yard line.
Overmiller fakes the throw, stands in the pocket, wants to go deep. Now he's flushed out of the pocket, comes to the near side, runs it across the 30, and he's spun down out here at the 27-yard line. Tackle was made in there by the Tigers, and making the stop is Colton Mock. Mock, a junior out of Crete, Nebraska, a local boy here. A pickup of only 1 yard in the play. On the quarterback scramble there by Overmiller. Second down and 9 yards to go. We're in the second quarter, 12-17 to play. Hastings out on top of Doan by a score of 21-14. The Tigers have won the last two games here in the series. And last year it was ugly as the Tigers won over Hastings by a score of 62-7. Overmiller stands in the pocket, looks left. Now he's going to run it himself. 25 down to the 20, and he's out of bounds. Overmiller has run out of bounds over here. And to make sure he's going out of bounds, the Tigers send him out here on the near the 20-yard line. That brings up a third down situation. Third down at about 2.5 yards to go. Hastings moving from our left to our right here in this second quarter of play. Dressed in their all white uniforms this afternoon with their crimson trim. Wide receiver splits out wide to the left side. Hastings looking at third down and short. Overmiller from the near side hash mark. Waiting for the snap. He's got it. Overmiller hands the ball away across the 20 down to the 15-yard line. Penalty flags go down. That's Romero Flores carrying the ball, but I think Hastings is going to be guilty of a hold here, as the penalty flag is thrown down at about the 17-yard line.
I think that's going to go on our fullback, Caleb Kufa, coming out of the backfield, making a block out in front of Flores. We'll get the initial call here, but that's going to be holding.
78 offense.
They're going to whistle this one on Tyler Schuster instead. That's still going to be a third down situation, a third down from the 30-yard line of Doan. So he seems to be looking at third and about 12 yards to go now.
Could have flagged that on Kufall. He grabbed a hold of his guy, had him down on the ground, but he had a hold of his jersey, keeping him down so he could get Flores around the corner. So a third down now, a third down and about the 13 yards to go for Hastings.
All right, Curley is your wide receiver, split to the right side down, third down and long. Overmiller's pass across the middle, caught by Jordan Wallman. He's at the 25-yard line. He finds forward to the 20. He's still going to be a couple of yards shy of a first down. So Wallman is the ball receiver there, and he's finally tackling the play there by the Doan College Tigers. Making the stop is Cole Wiseman again, the freshman out of Sutton, Nebraska. That's going to bring up a fourth down situation. Fourth down and about, 4 yards to go. Hastings will go with a field goal attempt here. This will be put down at the 28. This will be a 38-yard field goal attempt by Owain Hickey. He has hit one field goal try so far this year. That was against Kansas Wesleyan of 36 yards. This will be 38 yards from the near side hash mark. Ball is down and the kick is up for Hickey. It's got to be a low hanger and it goes sailing through the uprights. It is good. Owain Hickey, it doesn't look pretty, but Hickey gets it to go through the pipes there from 38 yards away. And Hastings has the lead. That comes with 10:34 to play. Here in quarter number two, we'll take a break with a score. Hastings 24, Doan 14.
The team at Klein Insurance has a winning record of service offering home, auto, business, farm, and crop insurance. If you want to score big with service and great rates, stop by 710 South Burlington or call 463-1256 and let the Klein Insurance team win you over.
Keep your vehicle in top running condition. Rely on the trained professional mechanics at Halloran Automotive. They'll have your car, truck, or van ready for changing driving conditions. Safe driving starts with a stop at Halloran Automotive, 2001 West 2nd Street in Hastings.
1230 KHAS.
Northwestern is scoring again. They've got the lead over Dakota Wesleyan in the second quarter, now 14-7. Red Raiders leading the Tigers. Hastings out on top of the Doan College Tigers here this afternoon, 24-14. Hastings at one time in this rivalry had a streak of 9 consecutive wins. That was from 2003 until 2011 before Doan finally won in 2012, 48-16, and they won last year 62-7. Hastings out on top here, 24-14. It's Hickey getting ready to tee her up here for the Broncos.
Going to see some local flavor back there. Cole Wiseman back as one of the return man, along with Jershane Walder.
And Walder is going to get the call here as he comes on the near side and then fumbles the ball out of bounds. So a big mistake there. He fumbles the ball at the 10-yard line, just loses control of the ball out of bounds, Jimmy. So, again, the Tigers are going to start deep in their own territory. Field position has been huge for Doan. They have had to drive the length of the field here against the Bronco defense, and they haven't been able to do it too much, just a couple of touchdowns so far.
The Bronco defense has done a good job adjusting, and that last sequence of offensive downs for Doan, they were able to make some nice open field tackles. Doan likes to throw that football just the short screen passes, but Hastings has been able to adjust to it very nicely here since the early parts of the game.
We have not seen Doan trying to go deep yet against this very inexperienced defense. Maybe the time has come here.
Not yet. I'll guarantee you they've seen it on game film. They've been exploited in a couple of games with Kansas Wesleyan and also Concordia.
Here's that second quarterback in there now for the Tigers. He fakes the handoff and he runs it himself. That's Jake Shadley. Shadley, a freshman out of Columbus Lakeview. He has rushed two times this year for minus 8 yards. He is 3 of 7 throwing the ball, 51 yards, no touchdown, and one interception. So we expected to see two quarterbacks today, and now we've seen it out of head coach Matt Franzen. Brandon Stewart getting the start, and now Chad Shadley from Columbus Lakeview in there for the injured Phil Hamburger, who is not playing today. There's a Shadley wants to throw the football. He does to the far side. That's nearly intercepted there by Gilden. The intended receiver there for the Tigers was Nolan Kawada. Kawada's out of Grand Island, a senior. 5'10", 173-pounder. Couldn't come up with that one, and it's now third down and 10.
Not a very good pass by Shadley there. Had a guy out at about the 32-yard line. Just the ball landed about 4 or 5 yards in front of him, bounced on the turf. So Bronco D, big third down play here. They get the ball back here, make a stop. They get good field position yet again.
All right, Shadley has got the ball. He backs up near his 2-yard line, throws it across the middle. It's caught there at the 25, stays on his feet to the 27-yard line. That's going to be a first down. A pass right between the two hash marks there for the Doan College Tigers. Nick Reed hauls it in.
Rated senior out of Syracuse, Nebraska. Right in the center of the field. That was a nice pass there by Jack Shadley. That's a first down for the Tigers.
First reception other than Boggs here today. That one goes for 17 yards and the fifth first down in the ballgame.
Boggs stays in the backfield here. They're going to give the ball to Boggs, and he's going to be hit after about a yard gain. Casey Malafua in on the stop there for the Hastings College Broncos. Also in there for Hastings on the defensive line that time was Nathan Willie. And now Boggs is down for Doan at the 29-yard line.
Boy, and immediately when Boggs was tackled there, he grabbed that left knee. And the training staff very quickly for Doan out on the field.
All right, so it's Kenny Boggs down here for the Doan College Tigers. We'll take an injury timeout. 9 minutes and 28 seconds to play in the second quarter. Hastings 24, Doan 14.
To some, winning isn't everything, it's the only thing. Others say it's not whether you win or lose, it's how you play the game. But everyone can agree that the uniforms and equipment you play in make a big difference in how you play and how you win. That's why TM Sporting Goods gives you that winning edge with top name brands and personal service. From seasoned pros like Steve Baradol and Tino Martinez. TM Sporting Goods, on the bricks, 2217 Central, downtown Kearney. TM Sporting Goods, a division of Protein Design.
Through Monday, unheard of savings on new furniture and mattresses. An extra $100 off and special financing is available for 12 months at Bruce Furniture. It's a national sale thanks to Bruce's membership in Furniture First, America's premier buying group. National discounts, plus with minimum purchase, take an extra $100 off. And with your good credit and timely payments, there's 12-month special financing available. Restrictions apply. Check store for details. Ends Monday at all Bruce Furniture locations. Every style, every budget, just right for you.
1230 KHAS.
All right, so the injured player, Kenny Boggs, they help him off of the field now. Checking in there for the Tigers at his spot is going to be Bryson Bach, I think, is in there now for the Tigers at running back. Shadley stays in there at quarterback on second down and about 8 yards to go. Shadley throws the ball. It's going to be caught here at the 30. Eludes the tackle, takes the ball to the 35 to the 36-yard line. That's Josh Boggs on their receiving end of that one. Rodriguez in on the stop there for the Hastings College Broncos as they bring the ball to the 37-yard line. It's going to bring up a third down for the Tigers. Third down and short here for Doan, working from our right to our left. There's a fake handoff. Now Shadley takes it around the right end to the 40, 45, 50 inside Bronco territory. 45 spins, takes the ball to the 40 down to the 35-yard line. Eric Wiley in on the stop there for Hastings College. Also back there was Jacob Tarr. Chases down the quarterback, Jack Shadley. Hey, he's got some wheels as he takes the ball around the right end and in the Bronco territory.
Shadley, a good play fake to the running back that was in the ballgame there for Doan. Takes it off right side, picks up 27 yards into Bronco territory.
Now Shadley throws the ball on the far side. It's going to be a short gain to about the 32. The reception made down there for the Tigers. That's Ryan Leaf. Ryan Leaf, a junior out of Papillion. Not the Ryan Leaf you're thinking about. It is a second down. Second down for the Tigers. Second down and 5 from the Hastings 31-yard line. The Broncos have the lead here in the second quarter, 24-14. There's a inside handoff across the 30 to the 25, down to the 21-yard line. So they move the ball down to the 21-yard line. Another first down for the Tigers. From the 21-yard line, there's another inside handoff across the 15, down to the 10-yard line, still on his feet. As a Bryson, Nunley taking the ball down there. Nunley takes the ball inside the 10-yard line, down to about the 8. And now I think Hastings wants to call a timeout, and that's going to be the case. Hastings wants to call a timeout here with 7 minutes and 40 seconds to play. 7:40 to play in the second quarter. We'll take a break. Hastings has the lead, but the Tigers are threatening here in the second quarter. It's Hastings 24, Doan 14.
When you need power, think Husker Power Products, your full-service irrigation engine headquarters. Husker Power Products is your provider of GM natural gas and propane engines, Isuzu diesel, all customized for your application. A business backed by fast response, service when you need it, and straightforward answers. Think locally owned and operated Husker Power Products when you need power. Located at 2955 West Highway 6 in Hastings or online at HuskerPowerProducts.com.
1230 KHAS.
I'm
Dunley is into the ball game now. Ira Dunley, the fourth officially from Dallas, Texas. He's carried the ball since Boggs went out. Speaking about little guys, they got him listed at 5'3", 162 pounds, and he's a sophomore out of Dallas. Our guy that we think is so small, 5'7".
I thought Darvante might have been the smallest player in the G-Pack, but I stand corrected. This is a little guy, but boy, does he have some wheels. He's ripped off a couple of 14-yard gains for Matt Franz and the Tigers, and they've got the football inside the 10-yard line down at the 7 of Hastings.
Who says the little guys can't play football? Nutley is going to be in the backfield again. This is the second quarterback we've seen in there today for Doan. Sadly fakes the ball, throws it. It's caught. Touchdown. Wetzler, Holden Wetzler grabbing the ball there. That was an easy touchdown for the Tigers. Sadly goes to Wetzler for the score. The Tigers tack on 6.
First touchdown via the air for Doan here this afternoon. And again, boy, they allow he was wide open in the end zone. And a good pass by Shadley. The PAT pending here as Hastings still with a 24-20 lead. But the PAT coming here in a second.
All right, so a six-pointer put up there by the Tigers. Here comes the extra point. It is up there. It is good. The Tigers pull within 3 points. We got 7:35 to play here in the second quarter. It's now Hastings 24, Doan 21.
Get more than you expect. Furniture Direct.
Fall brings great sleeping weather, and your dreams are about to get even better with these mattress offers from Furniture Direct during the big sale. Queen set started only $249. A queen adjustable bed with memory foam mattress is now only $999. See more outstanding buys online. No interest financing is available too. Up to 48 months subject to credit approval. Hurry in. Sale ends September 21st at Furniture Direct on South Burlington and Hastings behind Sonic and only at FurnitureDirectHastings.com.
1230 KHAS.
But Jack Shadley comes into the ball game for Doan and immediately directs his guys right down the field here. Gets a 7-yard touchdown to Holden Wetzler. The PAT was good. And the Tigers are going toe-to-toe with the Broncos here this afternoon. Hastings 24 and Doan 21.
Yeah, and again, if you're in the stands for offense, you've come to the right game. This is going to be a wild game. Very well could come down to what offensive team has the ball last.
You're already getting out additional
sheets. I'm getting out additional sheets. Yes, exactly.
Both quarterbacks throwing the pig around here a little bit today. Hastings will receive the kickoff. Again, 7:35 to play here in the second quarter from Crete. There's the kickoff. It's going to send the Broncos into the end zone, and they're going to run it out of there. Back to the 5-yard line, back to the 10, to the 15, still on his feet. 16, 17, 18-yard line, and run out of bounds. Bring the ball back for Hastings. Was Leslie Jardim who's into the ball game, bringing the ball back for Hastings. And that's where Hastings will start, first down and 10 on their 18-yard line. We've seen some different people return kicks today for both teams.
Well, not only return kicks, we've seen in different positions.
We've seen a lot of different people in the ball game that was not included on the two deeps that they gave us earlier in the week. These coaches are always sneaky in big rivalry week, huh? Hastings has got the ball deep in her own territory, but this is about where Hastings has started all their drives here.
You told me you and Matt were tight.
I don't think so anymore. I think he's lying to me. First down and 10, Hastings with the ball from the 18-yard line. Wide receiver will split out wide to the right side for the Broncos. Hastings has scored 3 touchdowns already. Overmiller rolls to his left, throws the ball. It's going to be caught out here across the 40. The ball comes loose, and now they say it's going to be an incomplete pass. An incomplete pass. Joe Kanan was the guy who had the reception there. He hauled it in. As he turned toward the sideline, the ball came loose, and they say it was an incomplete pass. So second down and 10 yards to go. Overmiller was right on the money there, and Kanan should have had that one. That would have been enough for a first down and more.
Yeah, that would have been a nice gain near the 40-yard line, maybe a little past.
So two running backs in the backfield now for Hastings College. A wide receiver splits out wide to the right side on second down and 10. Overmiller throws the ball. It's going to be caught there, but a short pickup out to the 22-yard line. That's Austin Curley right between the two hash marks. Hastings picks up about 4 yards on the play. Third down and 6 yards to go. We're down to 7 minutes to play now in the third quarter. They're just joining us. He missed a wild first half, 24-21. Hastings has got the lead. But the Broncos now faced with a big third down call here deep in their own territory. They put the ball down at the 23-yard line. Wide receivers left and right. Overmiller waiting. Somebody jumping up front, but no penalty flags yet. Over Miller checking off here. He runs the play. Play action pass. Over Miller throws it near side. It's caught here by Austin Curley at the 31. Fights forward to the 33-yard line. That's a first down. Walder is the tackler there for Doan. Walder, the senior out of Allen, Texas, the cornerback coming up to make the stop. But Austin Curley again, money in the bank there for Hastings. He's flat getting the job done. He had 10 receptions coming to the ball game here this afternoon. He's got a couple already in this contest. First down for Hastings. They've got the ball on their own 34-yard line. Wide receivers go left and right again. Over Miller with two running backs in the backfield, one to each side of him now. As he looks over the three-man Doan College front, there's a handoff. Flores looking inside, bounces outside the hash marks now. 35 out to the 36, 37 to the 38-yard line. Romero Flores carrying the ball there. A bunch of Doan College Tigers over there on the stop that time after a pickup of 3 yards in the play. Last man to get up for the Tigers was Ben Jansen, a linebacker out of Omaha. Second down for Hastings. Second down and 6 yards to go. They have inched the ball up here to the 39-yard line. 5:40 to play in the second quarter. Two wide receivers to the right side. One wide receiver will go to the left. Over Miller backs up. Here comes the pressure. They flare it out here. That's a Romero Flores. Nice move across the 40. Still has feet to the 45-yard line. That should be enough for a first down. Flores takes the ball to the 45. Hastings quickly up to the line of scrimmage again. Doan trying to make some defensive changes now. Hastings will send in a couple of wide receivers now as Noah House is going to come into the ball game. Hastings up to the line of scrimmage here. It's going to be a first down for the Broncos. The clock is running. 5:18 to play in the second quarter. 24-21. Hastings out on top here in the Great Plains Athletic Conference. Over Miller waits. Hands the ball away. Inside handoff across the 50-yard line. Inside the Tiger territory down to about the 47. That's Logan Davis carrying the ball there for Hastings. So Logan Davis in his first playing time of the season. He's been in there on a couple of series now for the Broncos. Picks up some good running room there as he picks up about 7 yards in the play.
Logan Davis now with unofficially 4 carries and 24 yards in the game. A good tough run there. Nearly 7 into Doan territory.
At the 47-yard line, there's a handoff. Nobody going to fake the handoff. That's Overmiller carrying the ball across the 45 down to the 43-yard line. The ball may have come loose down there. There's a big pileup, but I think he was down in the play. The officials going to unstack things. Overmiller may have lost the ball on his way down. Doan comes out of there, I think, with a football, but I think Hastings is going to be awarded the pig here as they continue to unstack things at the bottom of the stack. Yeah, Matt's got the ball. He just fell on top of it there. There was a lot of humanity there. That poor football was underneath all of those guys. They give him a first down in the play as a result of the action there. Hastings has moved the ball down to the 43-yard line. First down and 10 for Hastings.
Kind of good play fake there, carried out by Matt. Just handed that off to Davis. He went around the outside, took a defender with him, and Matt's able to pick up about 6 yards down to the Doan 43.
All right, it's going to be Logan Davis in the backfield. He's going to get the call here, inside handoff, and he is going to run into the Doan defense. Making the stop there for Doan was Sheldon Garcia, a senior out of Omaha. He made the initial contact there after a short pickup of 1 yard in the play. As the Broncos just run her up the gut there. Second down and 9 yards to go. Hastings with the ball now at the Doan 42. 4 minutes to play here in the second quarter. Coming up at halftime, we'll have our Scholar Athlete of the Week. And Tyson Urbanik will be around for the halftime scoreboard show brought to you by ASAP of Hastings. That's all to come here on 1230 KHS. Over Miller wants to throw, and that ball was thrown low. Trying to get it to Darvante Knight, and that was thrown down around the ankles of Darvante. Over Miller was hit on the play. He gets up. Back on his feet here, so some good pressure there by the Doan College defense. Third down and 9 yards to go. Hastings with the ball now at the Doan 42. Wide receivers left and right. Austin Curley comes to the right side of the formation. Noah House to the left. In the slot off to the left side is going to be Darvante Knight. One running back in the backfield with Matt Overmiller. Matt's got the ball, steps up. Matt throws the near side. It's going to be incomplete. Trying to get the ball to Jordan Wallman here on the near sideline. It was incomplete. Throwing a little bit of high. And Hastings now looking at a fourth down situation. Back there in coverage for the Doan College Tigers again was Cole Wiseman, the freshman out of Sutton, Nebraska.
Boy, and you go back about the last three, four passes from Overmiller have not been, that's usually pretty accurate on his throw, and he hasn't even been close. That one there was way over the head of the intended receiver, so out in kind of no man's land. We'll see if they elect to pooch punt this. They've done it from this formation before on fourth down.
Overmiller is in the offensive set here. We'll see if he actually runs the play or he kicks out of his formation. Matt can do either. It is fourth down. Overmiller, and that's what he's going to do. He's going to try to pooch the ball downfield here as he angles it to the near sideline. It's going to go out of bounds. They hope to keep the ball within the 20-yard line, and they're not going to get the job done out to the 22. So you might as well run the play if that's all you're going to do. Matt Overmiller pooching the ball downfield, but not a very good kick there. It's not really what they wanted. Doan will get the ball on their own 22-yard line. We got 3 minutes and 34 seconds to play here in the second quarter. Hastings out on top by a score of 24-21. But the Tigers still with plenty of time to get the ball downfield. They have got a couple of timeouts left. And again, with 3:34 left in the clock, boy, you go into the locker room with you're trailing the ball game. If Doan can stick it in the end zone, I think Hastings has really outplayed the Tigers here in the first half. But tell you what, a good series here by the Tigers, that wouldn't look so good at halftime.
Well, and they had a good series before. Matt said in the pregame show, possibly whoever had the hot hand at the time would stay the quarterback. Well, it's Shadley out there, the freshman. He had a nice-looking drive the last time for the Tigers.
That took the ball right downfield and got in the end zone. Here's a reverse, 25 to the 30-yard line. Spin to the 32. Cockmore bringing the ball around from the right end. He's the junior out of Crete, Nebraska, a local boy here. Brings it on a wide receiver, reverse to the near side, and picks up a first down as they move the ball to the 32-yard line. Tigers dressed in their all-black uniforms this afternoon. Their black tops and their black football helmets with their white football pants. Brand-new helmets for the Tigers for the 2014 season. On display here this afternoon from the 33-yard line. They hand the ball away, and inside handoff, and nothing doing there. The Broncos are waiting for him right there. Nunley runs right into Eric Wiley of Hastings. Wiley, again, the leading tackler for the Broncos, brings down Dunley. A loss of 1 yard in the play as they move it back to the 32. It's going to bring up a second down and 11 situation now. Second down and 11 from the 32-yard line. Offensive coaches making the call here on the near sideline. Again, Doan not huddling here like most of the college teams do now. They just hang around the line of scrimmage, and they'll run the checkoff system here at the line of scrimmage. Doan will send a couple of wide receivers out to the right side. One wide receiver will come to the left. Two running backs in the backfield, one to each side now of Jack Shadley. Shadley backs up. Here comes the backside pressure. They throw the ball back this way. It's going to be caught, and the Broncos bury him right there. They get the ball out here to Nutley, but Hastings right there defensively to bring him down for a loss all the way back here to the 26-yard line. And Hastings has got a man slow and getting up. That's going to be Nathan Willie. Nathan Willie is going to need some assistance to get off the field here. Willie is the one of the down linemen for the Broncos. He's a senior out of Council Rock, Colorado.
Go back to that prior play. Quincy Johnson in there to bring down the ball carrier again was in great position. Just had to wait until the ball was actually delivered to Nunley, and then he made the big hit. It was a big loss. Going to bring up third down and nearly, what, about 17, 18 yards to go.
So Hastings, they could hold here and maybe get the ball back. We still got 2:08 to play in the second quarter. Hastings has still got a couple of timeouts left, so Hastings can stop them here. They probably will call a timeout, force Doan to punt the football away, and Hastings would get pretty good field position with maybe a chance to put some points on the scoreboard themselves here in the second quarter. So they get Willie off of the field now for Hastings to the far sideline. 1:45 remaining here in the second quarter. And Jack Shadley will be waiting here for the Doan College Tigers. Wide receiver is going to split out to the right side as Doan just lets the play clock click down. They took some time off the clock. Now we're down to 1:33 to go. So they're going to confer here on this third down situation, not letting Hastings have too much time here at the end of the second quarter. Maybe we're trying to put some points on the board.
Well, exactly. I was going to say they are letting a precious time tick away, but there's a reason for that. Third and long, if they don't get it here, they don't want to give the ball back to Hastings with any amount of time at all.
Coming up, we've got the Area Substance Abuse and Alcohol Prevention Scoreboard Show. Some interesting scores going on throughout the Great Plains Athletic Conference this afternoon. Tyson Urbanek will join us from the studios, get you up to date on all the action going on in the GPAC this afternoon. Also in the NCAA Division I ranks, we'll have a complete scoreboard update for you, the Scholar Athlete of the Week, and a whole lot more coming up at halftime here this afternoon. But Alpathic Field in Crete, Nebraska today, Memorial Stadium, a bright, beautiful, sunshiny day today. And a great day for football action here in Crete. between the Tigers and the Broncos, renewing this rivalry for the 113th time this afternoon. These boys have been playing for a long time.
Yeah, they have 52-50-10, the actual all-time record in this ball game. It dates all the way back to 1891. By the way, we're talking about the largest lopsided loss Hastings has had. 95-0.
Yeah, it was back in
1912.
1912 was the year Doan beat Hastings 95-0. Not going to be that way this year.
No.
It's 24-21. Hastings out on top here. Doan has got a third down situation, third down and long. Now, sadly, he's going to kick the ball away. Nobody back for Hastings. That's going to bounce at the 35 and takes a Doan bounce. Wow, exactly what they wanted. Across the 30, across the 25, across the 20, out of bounds at the 14-yard line. So Jack Sadley, the third-string quarterback for the Tigers, kicks the ball 63 yards. He had to be a punter in high school at Columbus Lakeview. 63 yards there for Sadley. And that kind of turns the tide here. Now the Broncos not so sure about putting points on the scoreboard. We'll see what they elect to do with a minute and 24 seconds to play.
You need to be careful down here. The ball pinned down deep with your backs against the goal. But again, Shadley doing a good job. Got the end-over-end kick and got the bounce on this field turf. He got the football all the way back down to the 16-yard line.
Here's Overmiller. He wants to throw. Throws it to the near side. The ball is caught by Wallman at the 30-yard line, and penalty flags go down. We'll check this out as Wallman is out of bounds at the 35. He goes up over the defensive back here for Doan. And we'll see what they call as the flag came down just as Wallman caught the ball on the near sideline right in front of the Doan College bench. Didn't see a whole lot of contact between the two individuals here on the near sideline, but let's see what the officials saw down here. As the penalty flag came out, it looks like they're going to bring the ball up to where Wallman. That's going to be defensive pass interference. That's going to be on the Tigers. That's going to be a first down for Hastings.
Well, maybe the Broncos are thinking points. They kind of throw that flare out to the right side, right in front of the Doan bench. That gets 20 yards for Wallman. Wallman with five catches in the ballgame already.
Hastings still with a couple of timeouts left here in the first half. We're down to a minute and 16 seconds to play. Overmiller throws in, and Romero gets drilled on a play at the 35-yard line. Romero Flores got the reception made there, but he was drilled on a play by Garrett Borcher, a junior out of Pawnee City. Knocks down the little guy, Romero Flores, but Romero pops right back up. That was a hard way to make 2 yards.
Wow, big, big hit, but Romero up and back in the backfield.
Second down and 8 yards to go now for Hastings. Overmiller backs up again, throws it across the middle. That ball is going to be caught here at the 48-yard line, and a penalty flag comes down. Two penalty flags go down. I think the Tigers are going to be hit with a personal foul here. Hastings grabs the ball, a reception made in the center of the field there. By the Broncos, by Austin Curley, and a couple of guys. Ben Bump, I think, was one of the guys that got into Curley on a illegal hit, and I think he took another shot as well. And now we're going to have a penalty marched off against the Tigers. That'll be 15 yards from the end of this play, and now Hastings, still with 43 seconds to play. Jimmy has got the ball in Doan territory with a three-point lead, 24-21.
Matt Overmiller, unofficially 274 yards in this first half. A pass in, the crowd doesn't like it. He was up around the headgear on Austin. And that's going to be a big penalty because now with Hastings and their deep threats, you got to think that the possibilities are there. Noah Hausch on the far sidelines, but and Austin Curley, some deep threats. So Hastings with 43 seconds left to go, going to probably take a couple of shots here.
Matt Franzen, the head coach for Doan, doesn't like that when they say Muff got his shoulder instead of his headgear into Austin Curley, but the officials don't agree. First down and 10. Here's Overmiller again. Wants to throw. Steps up in the pocket. Overmiller holds it. He's going to run at 35-30 down to the 28-yard line. Takes it down to the 28. Tackle is made in there by Garrett Borcher again for the Doan defense. And now Hastings will burn one of their timeouts here with 22 seconds to play. So we'll take a break. 22 seconds to play in the second quarter. It's Hastings 24, Doan 21.
Stop by Chris's Car Wash this Sunday, September 21st from 11 until 4, and get the best wash for $20. 100% of this $20 will go to the Philip McDonald Memorial to help the family. You can also buy a $10 raffle ticket for an item donated by Bramble Auto Sales. Donations can also be made at Five Points Bacon Hastings. Again, have your vehicle washed for $20 at 907 South Burlington this Sunday from 11 until 4. Proceeds go to the Philip McDonald Memorial, sponsored by Chris's Car Wash and Rainer Garage Doors.
1230 KHAS.
Concordia is leading Midland late in the second quarter, 21-14. Playing that one in Seward this afternoon. Of course, the Bulldogs were beaten by Hastings last week, 48-43. We got 24 seconds to play here in quarter number two. Hastings out on top of Doan, 24-21, trying to put some more points on the scoreboard. Hastings has got the ball at the 29-yard line, working from our left to our right here in period number two.
Oh, I didn't know how excited Tony Harper would be and Joe Holtzclaw to take the football downfield with just a little over a minute left to go. But again, a 20-yard pass to Wallman, and then the interference and personal foul against Ben Muff has put the football down at the 29-yard line. So the Broncos definitely with a couple of shots here with 24 seconds left to go.
All right, so you got the ball at the 29. Second down and two for the Broncos. Noah House, the big tall wide receiver, will split to the left side. Austin Curley will go with him. The tight end is lined up to the right side of the formation. Pistol set here for Hastings College with Matt Overmiller. Grabs the ball, fakes it to Romero Flores. Now throws the ball into the end zone. A jump ball down there. It's going to be incomplete. Incomplete pass. The intended receiver down there for Hastings was Noah House. They go to the big guy down there trying to use his big old frame, but he can't come up with the ball in the center of the field. There's an incomplete pass, and it's third down and two. Good coverage there by the Tigers.
Yeah, a couple of guys in black jerseys all around Noah House. Ben Muff, one of them. He's a big safety, one of the biggest ones we'll see in the G-Pack. 6'2", 220 pounds on Muff, but he was draped all over top of Noah House. We're going to bring up third down, 17 seconds left to go here in the first half.
Three wide receivers to the left. Overmiller backs up. He's going to be hit. He's going to be sacked. Back here at the 38-yard line, a big quarterback sack there for the Doan College Tigers. And getting through there for Doan again was Garrett Borcher. Borcher is right in there for Doan and nails Matt Overmiller. That's going to be the end of quarter number two. We have reached halftime here. Do we have a penalty flag?
No, but that was a big loss there, obviously, if the Broncos.
I think
we do have a timeout.
On the game clock.
All right, so you're put 2 seconds back on the game clock. Fans don't like that. 2 seconds back on the game clock here, and Hastings will call one of their timeouts. So a big quarterback sack there for Doan. And now Hastings will have the ball back here at the 38-yard line.
I think that's probably out of the range of our kickers. So probably going to actually, they're going to.
Yeah, here he comes.
They're going to send him out.
He hit one earlier today of 38 yards. So Owain Hickey is going to come out here for Hastings. This is nothing more than a 55-yard field goal attempt. So a 55-yard field goal attempt for Hastings. Owain Hickey coming up here. They're not much of a win, a little tailwind for Owain Hickey. So they're going to try a 55-yard field goal here at the end of the second quarter from the near side hash mark. So Owain Hickey comes up. He had a tough goal last week, but he's nailed a field goal and a couple of extra points today. So Hastings will kick this one from the 45, 5 yards or 10 yards in the end zone, a 55-yard field goal attempt. Now Doan will burn their final timeouts. Trying to ice our kicker.
From 55?
Yeah, from 55. Matt Franzen, he calls the timeout. You might as well use him.
Can't take him to the locker room.
Can't take him to prom either, so. You burn the timeouts, and you try to ice the opposing kicker here. So Owain Hickey will have an extra time here to attempt his 55-yard field goal for Hastings. I think we had a 50-yarder last year that went through the pipes, like 50 or 51 yards. I remember right. So
we've had some long ones in Hastings history.
So now Owain Hickey will try to tack on three more here at the end of the second quarter. 24-21 is the score. The Broncos are out on top of Doan. This will be the final play of the second quarter. Let's keep it right here again. Coming up, we've got the Scholar Athlete of the Week at halftime. The Area Substance Abuse and Alcohol Prevention Scoreboard Show is coming up as well. Get you all the scores from across the nation today.
Going to bring out Cole Wiseman. He's going to drop all the way back. He'll be into the end zone in case Owen doesn't get this to the goalpost.
All right, so a 55-yard field goal from the near side hash mark here with 2 seconds to play in the second quarter. Ball is down. Hickey is into the football, heading toward the uprights. It's going to be short. Wiseman going to run it out of there. He's back to the 5-yard line, back to the 10. He's at the 15, and he's going to be dropped here at the 17-yard line. So the 55-yard field goal is missed there by Owain Hickey. Wiseman brings the ball out of the end zone, out to the 17-yard line, and that's where the first half will come to an end here this afternoon from Memorial Stadium, Al Papik Field in Crete, Nebraska. A good one brewing here this afternoon in the Great Plains Athletic Conference. The score, Hastings 24, Doan 21. We'll have more right after this.
I grew up in a small town about 30 miles from here. When I was in high school, my best friend's little sister developed cancer. I think she was just about ready to turn 14 when she passed away. I remember it was Good Friday, Easter week, and that was just tragic. It really was a life-changing experience for me. And I think that's what actually made me go into nursing. She was like family to me, so I want all my patients to be treated like they're my family. I think that's very important to have that connection. I'll cry with my patients. I'll pray with my patients. I'll do whatever I need to. They're expecting me to be there for them and help them through that crisis. It inspires me to keep doing what I do every day. I know I've made a difference in their life. I'm Chandra Muskie, nurse manager at the Morrison Cancer Center. I can't imagine working anywhere else.
Mary Lanning Healthcare. Your care, our inspiration.
Five Points Bank of Hastings has been awarded a 5-star rating by Bauer Financial Research. In today's uncertain economic times, we know our customers appreciate having their local community bank at the top of safety and soundness ratings.
Additionally, our holding company is ranked 15th in the nation by SNL Financial. We are very proud of the 5-star designation in our top 15 ranking, and we will work hard to maintain these. Knowing our community and knowing our customers, it's what sets a community bank apart from others.
Five Points Bank of Hastings, the better bank. Member FDIC.
1230 KHAS.
Mike Will, Jimmy Purcell back here in the Husker Power Products broadcast booth, powered by LP and diesel irrigation engines from Husker Power Products of Hastings. Halftime, Hastings 24, Doan 21, and just a wild first half of play. Well, we expected here this afternoon, but wow, a lot of offense and some good defensive plays, and it's a 3-point ball game here at halftime.
Well, and again, we knew coming in, our defense was going to give up some yards, going to give up some points. And the Doan defense, we had thought was going to be one of the better defenses that we had faced thus far in the season. And so far, they've given up some big plays on this Bronco offense. 543 total yards between the two teams unofficially here at halftime. Get to some halftime numbers brought to you by Tom Dinsdale Automotive in Grand Island. You can find them on the web at dinsdaleauto.com. For Doan in that first half, they were able to rush the football for 115 yards. The two quarterbacks combined for 100 yards and one touchdown pass. That pass coming from Jack Shadley in that second quarter. So 215 yards in that first half. 11 first downs for the Tigers. Kenny Boggs was leading the way until he was injured, and he has not yet returned to the field for Matt Franzen. Looking on the side of Hastings College in that first half, it's been basically all the arm of Matt Overmiller. Overmiller has thrown the ball 20 times today for 274 yards. He has connected with five different receivers for the Broncos here today. Rushing attack, 54 yards on 18 carries for Hastings here in the first half of action, 328 total yards of offense. Individual leaders are Ramiro Flores leads the way rushing the football with seven carries and 22 yards. Receiving numbers, Trevor Bone, one catch for 31 yards. Noah Hausch, three catches for 110 yards. He had that big one right early in the game for 76 yards. Austin Curley has four for 57. And Jordan Wallman has three for 62 yards. But again, Hastings College offense just continues to impress. They've been able to move the football up and down the field, not really rushing the football real strong here in this first half of action, but Matt Overmiller's done a good job. They've given him some good protection out there. He's delivered the ball again to several receivers. But again, it's going to be our defense that's going to have to come up with some big stops. But again, with a 24-21 Hastings lead at half, it could come down to what offense has the football last in this ball game.
Check the scoring here in the first half. Hastings got on the board first on a four-yard touchdown run by Romero Flores. Of course, the big play on the opening series was a 76-yard pass from Matt Overmiller to Nate House that took the ball to the three-yard line for Hastings, and then Flores took it into the end zone for the score. Following the extra point, it was 7-0 Hastings with 11:49 to play. Doan came right back, went on a nine-play, 72-yard drive. They got in from 1 yard out with Kenny Boggs taking in. Jordan Peterson hit the extra point. We were tied up at 7 points apiece. Later on in the first quarter, Romero Flores scored from 3 yards out for Hastings. Following an eight-play, 73-yard drive, Owain Hickey hit the extra point. Hastings led by the score of 14-7. Doan came right back, a touchdown of their own, 4 yards from Kenny Boggs. Peterson again hits the extra point, a two-play, 42-yard drive. We're tied up at 14 points apiece. Hastings again going ahead right at the end of the first quarter. In fact, with no time left on the clock, Overmiller hits Jordan Wallman with a 32-yard touchdown pass. Owain Hickey hits the extra point, 7 plays and 75 yards in just a minute and 59 off of the clock. Hastings led by a score of 21-14. Broncos stretch the lead to 24-14 on a 38-yard field goal by Owain Hickey. Then midway through the second quarter, it was a touchdown from Jack Shadley, a 7-yard touchdown to Holden Wetzler. Peterson again adds the extra point, his third one of the afternoon, and that's the way we stand, 24-21. Hastings College has the lead here at halftime over the Doan College Tigers. We've got a lot more to come here at halftime. The Scholar Athlete of the Week is coming up next here on 1230 KHIS. And then Tyson Erbronik will join us with the area Substance Abuse and Alcohol Prevention Halftime Scoreboard Show. You got the second half coming up. You're listening to Bronco Football.
Yeah, traffic again. You've sat in it like a zillion times. But this time, why don't you mix it up with a Pepsi? Yeah? Sounds nice, doesn't it? Aw, yeah. Jams aren't so bad with the cool cola flow. Look at that cabbie waving at you. Ah, what a friendly guy. Whoa, check out that orange cone. It's like sunshine. Pepsi always gives you the green light on total enjoyment. And now, you're experiencing a whole world of refreshment without moving at all. Pepsi. Live for now.
It's time now for the Scholar Athlete of the Week, brought to you by Hastings College, nationally ranked athletics, nationally known academics. Challenge yourself. Inspire greatness. Hastings College does that. Find out more at hastings.edu. Founded in 1882, Hastings College is a private four-year liberal arts institution located in Hastings, Nebraska, that focuses on student academic and extracurricular achievement. With 64 majors in 32 areas of study and 12 pre-professional programs, Hastings College has been named among America's best national liberal arts colleges by U.S. News & World Report, a best in the Midwest by the Princeton Review, and a best buy in college education by Barron's. Challenge yourself. Inspire greatness. Hastings College does that. Visit hastings.edu for more.
Your KHS Radio Scholar Athlete of the Week this week is Chris Gusios from Elgin, Illinois. Chris is a junior with a 4.0 GPA majoring in economics, computer science, and math. He has been a three-year varsity member of the Hastings College soccer team, and in the classroom has enjoyed success as a student association senator for the last 2 years and has been a member of the Dean's List. In his free time, Chris enjoys playing FIFA. Again, your KHS Radio Scholar Athlete of the Week, Chris Gusios from Elgin, Illinois. The KHS Radio Scholar Athlete of the Week is brought to you each week by Hastings College. Challenge yourself. Inspire greatness. Hastings College does that.
Rivals Bar and Grill is a proud sponsor of all area athletics. Teams and coaches, get to Rivals every Thursday and Friday until 11 p.m. and enjoy half-price appetizers before and after the game. Remember, Thursday night is pizza night, so stop in and get your pizza to stay or to take it with you. Open daily at 11 a.m. Rivals Bar and Grill in Hastings. Join the Rivals team. Osborne Drive East in Hastings. Best of luck, teams.
This is the Halftime Scoreboard Show, presented by ASAP, Area Substance and Alcohol Abuse Prevention. Call 402-463-0524.
And welcome back to the KHS Sports Studios. Tyson and Veronica with you on another Saturday afternoon of Hastings College football. The Broncos currently enjoying a 24-21 lead over their rival, the Doane College Tigers, here on this Saturday afternoon. Other scores to pass along across the Great Plains Athletic Conference, a couple close ball games, and some good matchups here early on. Just three games, by the way, including Hastings College, just three games going on across the GPAC. We'll tell you a little bit about some night games coming up a little bit later on in the program. But at halftime, the Concordia Bulldogs, who were just beat by the Hastings College Broncos last week, are rebounding with a 21-14 lead over Midland. That's Concordia 21, Midland 14. In a matchup of two top 25 teams in NAIA play, Northwestern is up in Mitchell, South Dakota, playing the Dakota Wesleyan Tigers, and the Northwestern Red Raiders, who beat Doane in overtime last week, have a 14-7 lead over Dakota Wesleyan. Northwestern 18th ranked in the NAIA top 25 poll, Dakota Wesleyan 15th ranked. A good matchup going on right there, and again, it is 14-7 at halftime, the Raiders lead. Coming up later tonight, in GPAC play, the Dort Defenders will travel to Morningside. Oh boy, 7 o'clock kickoff there. Dort has a tall task in front of them as they take on the Morningside Mustangs. Morningside put 83 points up or something along those lines last week. They scored in the 80s last week against Nebraska Wesleyan, and now get the Dort Defenders this evening. Briarcliff, they are at home against Nebraska Wesleyan. That'll be the Gold Pediatric Cancer Awareness Game. And that's going to be played up at Briarcliff again. Briarcliff, Nebraska Wesleyan at 7:30 tonight to round out GPAC play. But again, Concordia leads Midland at halftime. Northwestern leading Dakota Wesleyan at halftime. And Hastings College leading Doane at halftime in GPAC play. We'll check the NCAA scoreboard, give you a couple scores across the Big Ten. The Iowa Hawkeyes were winners against the Pitt Panthers today by the score of 24-20. Iowa winning that game with a touchdown there in the fourth quarter to take a 24-20 lead. That was the only score in the fourth quarter. They trailed 20-17 going into the fourth quarter and pulled that football game out. So Iowa's winners today in the Big Ten. Northwestern was winners in the Big Ten. They beat Western Illinois by the score of 24-7. And the Purdue Boilermakers got in the win column with a 35-13 win over Southern Illinois. So Purdue 35-13 over the Southern Illinois Salukis. Games currently going on in the Big Ten right now, and we'll get to top 25 action here in just a little bit, but the other game going on right now sees that Maryland is on top of Syracuse by the score of 31-13. Maryland going for their third win of the season. That is early on in the fourth quarter. Games coming up today in the Big Ten. 2:30 kickoff will feature the Michigan Wolverines versus Utah. We see that Rutgers is playing Navy at 2:30 this afternoon as well. A 3 o'clock kick will have the Penn State Nittany Lions looking to go 4-0 against UMass. That kick is set for 4 o'clock. Minnesota is playing San Jose State at 3 o'clock. Also at 3 o'clock, Illinois will be playing Texas State. And at 3 o'clock, Missouri will be playing Indiana. Missouri looking to go to 4-0. And the Big Ten's Indiana will try to stop them from going undefeated at this point of the season. We're going to take our break here on the Area Substance and Alcohol Abuse Prevention Halftime Show. And we want to remind you that these letters stand for Area Substance Abuse and Alcohol Prevention. ASAP partners with local agencies and schools to help change attitudes and raise awareness about the dangers of alcohol and substance abuse. For more information, log on to asap-ne.org. We're back with top 25 scores after the break.
Hi, this is Stephanie Creechwill, the Executive Director of ASAP. ASAP is proud to introduce the Challenging College Alcohol Abuse Program in our community. Challenging College Alcohol Abuse is an evidence-based positive social norm campaign that works to reduce binge drinking episodes in college students. This program corrects misperceptions regarding attitudes towards alcohol and encourages the development of policies to maintain a safe environment for all students. For more information, please contact ASAP at 463-0524 or log on to asap-ne.org.
Final scores in top 25 play this afternoon. Michigan State Spartans were victorious over Eastern Michigan 73-14. Georgia was all over Troy 66-0 in this football game. And the Wisconsin Badgers beat up Bowling Green by the score of 68-17. Other scores going on in top 25 play. Just kicking off, Texas A&M and SMU are scoreless. And I mentioned just literally kicking the football off. SMU is going to have the ball to start that football game off. Virginia is going to get the football game as they start off against the BYU Cougars. BYU undefeated on the season, ranked number 21 in the nation. So those two top 25 games just kicking off. Kicking off later tonight, of course, Miami and Nebraska is going to be over on the Breeze 94.5. 7 o'clock is the kickoff. It'll be over on the Breeze 94.5. It's also on ESPN2 for those that want to watch the football game. Nebraska undefeated on the season. Clemson plays Florida State. Of course, the big storyline here, how will Florida State respond without their star quarterback? Jameis Winston was suspended for yelling obscenities on campus earlier this week. It was originally just suspended for the first half. The school reviewed that suspension, said, you know, you're going to sit out the entire game. Jameis Winston out versus Clemson. That game is a 7 o'clock kickoff as well. Oregon, they're going to travel to Pullman, Washington to take on the Cougars of Washington State. Florida will be playing Alabama in SEC play at 2:30 this afternoon. Oklahoma is taking on West Virginia in Big 12 play. That kickoff is set for 6:30. And a 6 o'clock kick will feature the LSU Tigers versus Mississippi State in SEC play. Other SEC action, we see that South Carolina will be taking on Vanderbilt at 6:30 later this evening. Checking a few other scores of interest. The Colorado Buffaloes are in action this afternoon against the Hawaii Rainbows. Rainbow Warriors, I think. And the Colorado Buffaloes lead at halftime by the score of 21-6. And that'll wrap up here for your halftime scoreboard show. Again, taking a look at scores across the GPAC. At halftime, the Concordia Bulldogs leading the Midland Warriors 21-14. The Northwestern Raiders leading Dakota Wesleyan 14-7. And the Hastings College Broncos leading the Doane College Tigers 24-21. The second half is straight ahead right here on 1230 KHES. We'll get you back out to the field after the break. And make sure you tune in after the game. We'll be back in to recap the GPAC football scores for you, as well as the games that are currently going on in Division I play in college football. It's all coming up here on our Saturday afternoon broadcast here on 1230 KHES. Second half, Doane, Hastings College, straight ahead.
The Halftime Scoreboard Show has been brought to you by ASAP, Area Substance and Alcohol Abuse Prevention. Call 402-463-0524. Stay tuned. The second half is coming up on your home and away voice of the Hastings College Broncos, 1230 AM, KHAS Radio.
Is your equipment too big to go into your shed? You don't have to leave your valuable machinery outside all the time. So now's the time to give Square Deal Lumber and Hardware a call. Let Gene or Colby help you design a shed, shop, or garage. Check them out on the web at buysquaredeal.com or call Square Deal Lumber and Hardware at 402-756-5881 to request a free quote. Know the difference. Compare the Astro advantages before you buy any building. Buysquaredeal.com. Check them out today.
Insurance Plus Financial Services means more than insurance. They have a full line of investments plus life, health, and long-term care. Also offering both bookkeeping and tax preparation services in Fairfield and 715 South Burlington in Hastings.
Stop at Thompson Oil Company, 806 East South Street for complete auto care. Or for your convenience store needs, go to the West 2nd Best Stop at 2nd and Laird. Both locations feature Phillips 66 Super Clean Gasoline in three grades, unleaded, E10 with ethanol, and premium unleaded. Thompson Oil Company, Hastings.
1230 KHAS.
Mike Will, Jimmy Purcell back here at Memorial Stadium, Alpapik Field in Crete, Nebraska. Hastings College out on top of Doane 24-21 at halftime. Bronco football brought to you in part by Mary Lanning Healthcare, proud to team with Hastings College and presenting Bronco sports for the 2014-2015 season. So as you might expect, a lot of offense again here in the first half between these two teams. Hastings with 324 yards of total offense in the first half, 216 for Doane, 24-21 is our score here at halftime. At Hastings College playing their homecoming game next Saturday. It'll be a 1 o'clock kickoff out of Lloyd Wilson Field, the Osborne Sports Complex, on the air at 12 o'clock with a pregame show. Also next week, we'll host a special Pepsi tailgate party. Jimmy and myself and Tyson Urbronik will be live just outside the stadium between 11 and 12 tomorrow. Got lots of stuff coming up from Pepsi, some giveaways, some special interviews. We'll talk with the coaches. We'll talk with some Hastings College alumni players that will be back for the celebration next week. So a special edition. We'll be outside again, outside the stadium next week between 11 and 12 for a special Pepsi tailgate party. And then 12 o'clock will be the Tony Harper pregame show, and the kickoff will be at 1 o'clock next week from the campus of Hastings College. Don't worry, nobody got hurt there. They fire a cannon off here occasionally down here just to our left on the field, and makes people at least stay awake, doesn't it?
A little edgy here, but yeah, next week going to be a great atmosphere at home. Hopefully it's a beautiful afternoon. Last year had a lot of fun with that. We had Matt Buttermore join us, also several other celebrities. We may even try to, if he's not too busy, one of the famous kickers in past Hastings College history, Adam Mazur.
Yeah,
if we could get him to maybe join us. We try to get Maze, and he seems to be always so busy that we're not able to corral him. Maybe we'll get a chance before the game to have him come visit us at the Pepsi pregame party at the complex.
Yeah, that'd be just outside, and hopefully he's got our clothing order. Hopefully that order came in. We're kind of neutral here today
because
we don't have our brand new Hastings College attire that we ordered last week from Coach Mazur. So
very, very vanilla we are today. Very vanilla, but. Yeah, I seen the UPS truck drive down the street this morning. I run to the door. They kept right on going.
We're just waiting for that order to come in. So 24-21 is our score. Hastings College has got the lead, and I think you're right. Both teams are right into a football game, and it could come down to who has the football last. But I like the way the Hastings College offense has looked here in the first half.
Well, they've really done a good job. And, again, that's the experience back on the offensive line. I feel Steve Dunham, one guy that we didn't really talk about in the pregame show, was injured, left the game last week, did not come back, but he is back on the field again today. And just that experience back there and being able to do the run blocking assignments and also the pass protection for Overmiller. Matt's had really pretty good protection all day long, been able to deliver the football downfield. And again, we've got a host of dangerous receivers that are in the game. Again, Austin Curley is having a tremendous season for Hastings College. Curley with a bunch of catches here today. In the game, he's leading the way, 5 catches for just 60 yards, but it's been some very important catches that he's caught on third down. Hausch has got 108 yards, finally getting him to get the deep ball. But again, what, 6 different receivers have been in the action today. So again, Matt's got a lot of weapons to spread the football around. The Broncos will get the kick here at start the third quarter out. But again, it all starts up front, that offensive line. They got to give you protection. They got to open up the holes, and they're doing a nice job blocking up there.
Hastings has punted only one time. Actually, Brandon Buckley punted once, and then Matt Overmiller on a little pooch kick, he punted once. So officially 2 punts in the ball game for Hastings. Buckley is averaging 32 yards on that one kick.
One guy going to be important for Doan if he does not come back out on the field, and we'll try to find him here on the sidelines. It's going to be Kenny Boggs. Kenny had 7 carries, just 10 yards in that first half, but he was dangerous out of the backfield. He caught 4 catches for 72 yards. And he's a speedster once he gets out in the open. But we'll see whether he is able to come back in. They had him helped him off the field there in the midway through the second quarter.
So dropping back deep for Hastings is Wesley Jardim. He is back there. Hastings has had a variety of return men here on the season. Alex Gilden also steps back there for Hastings here on the near sideline.
Had a couple different guys back there today. Maybe they draw for positioning here as a big, high, deep kick. Gilden at the 4.
He brings it down the near sideline to the 15, to the 20, out to the 25. He is spun down. He loses control of the football. It is loose, and it goes out of bounds here on the near side. They give the ball to Hastings, and Doner's got to be sick right there. They had 2 or 3 Tigers around it, and the ball goes out of bounds right in front of the Tiger bench. Hastings will maintain control and actually get about 10 yards on it.
Hastings trying to find somebody at the back that can return to football and not cough it up. Gilden fielded it about the 4, brought it up the near sideline right at the numbers, and was hit trying to fight for additional yardage. Ball spurted free at about the 31-yard line, bounces all the way right up in front of Matt Franzen. Franzen could only just want to dive on top of that football. His guys could not get a hold of it. Now they're going to bring the football back to spotted inside the 31-yard line. But again, that was a free ball. Doan not able to get on it.
Evidently, you can't advance the ball there on a punt return fumble. It goes out of bounds, so they bring it back to where he fumbled the football, and that was at the 31-yard line. So Hastings will maintain control here, and they'll have the ball. That's the most important thing. They'll start from their own 31-yard line. Just underway here in the second half. Hastings moving from our right to our left here in quarter number 3. The Broncos have a lead over Doan 24-21, and Overmiller It's the starting quarterback, turns, hands the ball away. Flores at the 30, 35 down the sideline, 40, and he's sitting down at the 42-yard line right in front of the Doan bench. Making the stop over here for the Tigers was Ben Buff again, coming up from his free safety spot, 6 foot two, 234-pound junior here out of Crete. But a nice run there by Romero Flores. Moves the ball from the 31 out to the 43-yard line to pick up a 12.
Yeah, good run there. Flores now with 32 yards, averaging nearly 100 yards a game in these first two ball games. But a nice opening play there for Hastings here in the second half.
Wide receivers left and right. Doan is showing blitz here. Overmiller checks his play card. On first down and 10 from the 43, Overmiller backs up. He is under pressure. He's going to be hitting. He's sacked back here at the 41-yard line. Doan came with a lot of pressure, and Overmiller is sacked back here at the 41. Getting through there is Aaron Hanlon, one of the guys there for the Tigers. Hanlon, a sophomore out of Pierce, Nebraska. We know all about the success that Pierce had up there in the northeastern part of the state.
Boy, they kick out a ton of good athletes in that northeast part of the state, and Pierce is one of the good schools. We can go on and on with the different schools up there. But, yeah, Pierce, a good program. But, again, didn't mean to jinx the offensive line. A lot of pressure there on Matt. It's going to bring up a second down and 12. The ball spotted at the 41-yard line.
Wide receivers left and right now for Overmiller. He's got the ball. He backs up. Penalty flags down. Overmiller throws a near side. It's going to be caught here by Bone. Slips away at the 43, across the 40, down to the 37-yard line. I think this one is going to come back. Bone is tackled on the play there by the Tigers of Doan. That's Justin Malik. You know, the stop there for Doan, but we'll check out the penalty flag here. It's going to be an offside call against the Tigers, so the play will stand. Offside's call here on Doan, so the play is going to stand. Hastings has got a first down. The Broncos have the ball at the Doan 37-yard line.
Trevor Bone now with 53 yards on two receptions. That one good for 23 yards into Doan territory, all the way down to the 37-yard line. Thought I seen a guy jump for Hastings up front, but it was a guy jumping offsides now. We got penalty flags yet again.
Yeah, Hastings is going to be guilty this time as they blow the play dead. It's going to be an illegal procedure calling Hastings. So Overmiller actually just tossed the ball to Romero Flores. It was coming on a little reverse play to the wide side of the field. But Hastings is in motion here, an illegal procedure call. That's going to be a penalty against the Bronx.
Hastings has run that play last week, it comes to mind, against Concordia. They did that with Darvante Knight, brought him in motion and just kind of flipped the pig to him, and he was able to get some good positive yardage out of there. But again, the Broncos are penalized here, and then they'll reset the play clock to 25, and the Broncos will take over here at the 42-yard line.
All right, Hastings working right to left here in the third quarter. Hastings with a 24-21 lead. House goes in motion. They pitch the ball to him. House has got the ball at the 40, and he is spun down at the 40-yard line. Noah House trying to get outside. The big guy is finally jerked down and pulled down the turf there by the Tigers of Doan. Just a short pickup to the 40. That's going to bring up a second down situation now for Hastings. Second down and 13 yards to go. So a short pickup of 2 yards on a running play by Noah Hausch. We had a 76-yard pass completion very early in this football game to set up the first Hastings College touchdown. Man goes in motion out to the far side, out of the backfield. Overmiller turns, hands the ball to Romero Flores, trying to get outside, and he's going to be drugged down right at the 40-yard line over there for the Tigers of Doan, making the stop. Was DJ Bombsberger. Bombsberger is out of Hampton, Nebraska. 260 pounds, a senior, and 6 foot two. A pickup of 1 yard in the play. We'll call it third down, a long 12 now for Hastings. The last two plays have not looked very good for the Broncos. Just a couple of yard pickup on two running plays. Ball is placed down on the far side hash mark now. A lot of real estate here to the left side of the formation. Wide receivers go left and right. Overmiller on third down and 13 yards to go. Hastings with a 3-point lead, 24-21. Overmiller sprints out left. Here comes the backside pressure. The pass is going to be incomplete. Incomplete. The intended receiver was Austin Curley. It looked like Curley was being held down here by the defensive secondary for Doan. But no penalty flags, and Hastings now looking at fourth down and 13 yards to go.
Yeah, it looked like the defender had his, from our vantage point, had his arm around the midsection there of Curley, but no flag. And the Broncos will punt the football away.
All right, Buckley comes into the football game now. Buckley averaging 36.8 yards per kick on the season. His longest one has been 43. He'll get this one away from his own territory, about the 45. The line of scrimmage is the Doan 40-yard line. Tigers will send back a man deep there, 10-yard line. Doan has got some problems with equipment here. Josh Boggs is going to be dropping back deep for Doan. They've got some equipment problems. He's going to have to come to the sideline. Now we're ready to go as Hastings will get the punt away here with Brandon Bockley. Good snap. And the Tigers nearly got that one. Here's the kick. It's going to bounce at the six. Takes a side bounce. Hastings is down there, and I think they're down there for Hastings to get in the end zone or not. The officials look at one another. They're looking at the ball at the one-yard line. The official is going to see if they are into the end zone or not. A big conversation taking place down there at the one-yard line. Bockley lets that one drop at about the six-yard line. Hastings had a couple of dives down there. Now they say it's into the end zone for a touchback. They had to think about that one. They had a couple of guys down there, Jimmy, and nearly got to the football. That would have put Doan in a deep hole at their own one-yard line.
Yeah, and you just can't, as a on the punt team, you just can't grab the football. You have a EO down there, grabbed the football, slid into the end zone, and all he'd have had to do is tap it and stop it right at about the one-yard line. The ball was nearly done rolling. That would have been a big, big play. But, again, Doan will bring it out and start at the 20-yard line.
So check the quarterback situation. It's going to be Brandon Stewart. Both the Jack Shadley and Brandon Stewart played in the first half for Doan. So this could be Stewart. He was the original starter for Doan. He'll start off up under center on his first play as they pitch the ball back here. That's going to be Boggs back into the ball game after being shaken up in the first half. He gets a gain of a couple of yards in a play on the sweep to the right side. Tackle is made in there by Hastings College, and making the stop is Darren Colquitt. Colquitt, a 255-pound junior out of Oklahoma City, making the stop there. A pickup of 3 yards in the play, second down and seven. Ball is at the 23-yard line of Doan. The Tigers working from our left to our right. Here in this second half of play, there's an inside handoff, and that's not going to go far. That's the little guy down there. It's going to be Nunley carrying the ball for maybe 2 yards up to the 45-yard line, or 25-yard line. Third down and 5 yards to go. So third and five, Doan working quickly here. We're down 11 minutes to go here in the third quarter. Wide receivers again, left and right. Brandon Stewart in the backfield. He's got a running back to each side of him as they look to the near sideline, and the offensive coaches here for Doan as they call the play against this Hastings College defense has played pretty well here this afternoon. Inside handoff again to Nunley, and he's going to be tripped up as he gets the ball to the 27-yard line. Talaki is there for Hastings College. Also in on the stop for the Broncos was Wa'i'io. Eo, the defensive lineman up there, and three plays and out. Doan will have to punt the football away. Romero Flores will drop back deep for Hastings at his own 37-yard line.
Well, and a good set of downs for the Bronco defense, able to stop them three and out. Just what they wanted. Going to get some pretty good field position. Should have this somewhere up around midfield.
Peterson into the ball game to punt for Doan. Averages 37.9 yards per kick. He stands at his own 13. Gets the ball away at the 16. Great kick. Backing up. Fair catch is called for and made at the 27-yard line by Romero Flores. So Hastings will have the ball at their own 27-yard line here in the third quarter with 9:56 to play. Hastings College football today on 1230 KHAS. Hastings also online at www.hastingslink.com. Internet streaming brought to you by Hastings College. Challenge yourself, inspire greatness. Hastings does that. You can find out more at www.hastings.edu. Hastings 24, Doan 21. Action from the Great Plains Athletic Conference here this afternoon. 9:56 to play in the third quarter. Hastings with the ball. Over Miller stands in the pocket, wants to throw, airs it down the right sideline. It's going to be incomplete. Not a very good throw there. Matt threw that one more toward the sideline, trying to get the ball to little Darvante Knight. And Knight can't come up with it. Incomplete pass, second down and 10.
24th pass attempt here in the ball game for Matt Overmiller. 297 yards of offense through the air here for the Broncos unofficially in this ball game.
So second down and 10. Hastings is going to have a Kufo in the backfield now for Hastings College. Matt Overmiller standing here waiting for the offensive coordinator, Joe Holdsclaw, who makes the call on the far sideline. There's an inside handoff to Flores, dancing his way across the 30, 35 to the 36-yard line. That'll be a pickup of about 9 yards in the play there for Romero Flores. It's very close to the first down stakes. Tackle is made in there again by Wiseman for the Doan College Tigers.
What a good job there by Flores. Again, got some good blocking up front, took it off the right side, then found a seam, cut it right up the middle of the field, picked up nine.
Here's a quarterback sneak as the quarterback just goes straight ahead. That's Overmiller. He's going to have the first down. Normally don't see that out of the pistol set or the shotgun set because you're already 5 or 6 yards behind the line of scrimmage, but Overmiller just goes straight ahead behind that Big, huge offensive line and picks up the first down.
Give Matt a little momentum there to get a little speed build up. Picked up nearly 3 yards. Actually, we'll give him 2 on the carry and a first down ball out to the 38-yard line.
Like a choo-choo train. You got to get some steam to get going here. First down and 10 for Hastings from the 37 or so. Hand off again goes to Romero Flores. Sweeps right side. He gets it to the 40, maybe to the 41-yard line. Tackle is made in there for Doan. Coming up to make this stop was Alex Thatch. Thatch, a junior out of Denver, Colorado. A pickup of 2 yards in the play. Second down and 8. Hastings working from our right to our left here in the third quarter. Broncos have the lead over Doan. 24-21, 8:44 to play. Hastings looking to go to 3-0 in the season for the win here this afternoon.
Both teams have really started out offensively pretty vanilla here in this third quarter action.
Wide receivers left and right on second down and 8. There's a pass to the far side. It's going to be caught there by Noah House. Slips the tackler and brings the ball to the 49-yard line of Doan. That is the first down. Noah House getting the reception there. Again, Wiseman in on the stop for the Doan College Tigers. But Hastings has a first down as they move the ball into Tiger territory at the 49.
4 catches down, 120 yards for House. Takes that one across midfield into Tiger territory. We'll give it him a 10 on the catch. A nice pass there by Matt.
8:15 to play here in the third quarter. Hastings with a first down. Man comes in motion out of the far side for Hastings. Here's Over Miller. Backs up, throws the ball across the middle. It's been caught there. Nice catch down at the Doan 41-yard line. Nice catch down there. That's going to be Austin Curley again. Curley getting a reception at the 41. And going to the ground and covering him up there is Sheldon Garcia, a senior linebacker out of Omaha. A pickup of 8 yards on the play. Pass completion to Over Miller to Austin Curley. Hastings moving the ball into Doan territory now at the 41-yard line. Second down and 2 yards to go. Man jumps up front. Over Miller with a free play. Backs up, throws the ball on the far side. It's going to be intercepted. This one's going to come back. 30-35. He's brought down there, but it's going to come back. Over Miller throws the pick. That was Tanner Thomas getting the interception there for Doan. So I think Doan is going to be guilty of an offside call here, and Hastings will get 5 yards to get the ball back. Matt Newey had the free play there. So he tries to thread the needle down the right sideline. And Tanner Thomas picked him off. That's going to come back here. An offside call there against Doan. 5-yard penalty against the Tigers. And Hastings will have the ball. That's going to be a first down, I think, for Hastings. It should be, at least. He said second down, but thank you. Correction. First down now for the Broncos as they move the ball down to the 37-yard line. 7.5 to play. This is the first offensive possession for Hastings in the second half, Jimmy. We're already down to 7.5 minutes to play. Both teams actually keeping the ball on the ground in the first set of downs here since halftime. Hastings has moved the ball into Doan territory at the 36-yard line. 2 tight ends. Handoff will go to Romero Flores. A sweep off of the right side across the 35 down to the 30-yard line. A pick up of 5 yards in the play by Romero Flores. Romero having a pretty good afternoon rushing the football today. Borcher and Wiseman on the stop there for the Doan defense. Pick up 5, second down and 5. Hastings again calling the play from the line of scrimmage here. Wide receivers left and right. Pistol set. Hand off will go to Flores. Looking inside and he falls down. Trying to make a cut to the outside and his feet comes out from under him. Down on the turf. That's a Memorial Stadium, Alpathic Field. He slides down at the 31, so McKim a pickup of 1 yard in the play. That's going to bring up another third down situation. Third down and 4 for the Broncos.
Well, and Doan has some pretty good speed on defense. I don't know how much he would have been able to get. He was trying to bounce that outside past the left tackle, but again, just slipped down and was credited with a 1 yard gain. So third down and 5 here for Hastings. The ball at the 31-yard line.
Hastings with trips out wide to the left side. Tight end lined up to the right side of the formation on third down and 4 yards to go from the 31. Over Miller backs up. He's got time. Throws it across the middle. It's going to be caught. Hanging onto the football right at the first down. Stakes to the 25-yard line. That's a first down. That's Austin Curley again. Curley had 2 Tigers surrounding him and trying to pull and grasp and get the football out of there, but Austin Curley hangs on to it. Hastings has a first down at the Doan 25-yard line.
Well, and Curley has such strong hands, he was able to get that football in traffic. 2 guys draped all over Curley on that pass pattern, and just a slant across the middle. Matt delivered it perfectly, but again, to hold onto the football, fighting with 2 other guys, he's able to pick up nearly 6 yards and enough for a first down down to the Tiger 25-yard line.
5 minutes and 50 seconds to play in third quarter. Hastings 24, Doan 21. Handoff here goes to Darvante Knight. The little guy comes outside, 25, and he's run out of bounds. He gets his motor running, but he runs out of real estate over here on the near sideline on the Tigers' side. Just a short pickup for Darvante Knight. And they're at 5'7". He towers over the running back for Doan that we saw earlier today at 5'3". Now we've seen it all. Huh? We got two little guys out there. We got a penalty flag down, and we got an injury here for the Tigers. A couple of guys maybe be cramping up here on a hot and sticky afternoon in Crete. We do have a penalty flag down. It's at the 21-yard line. Doan indicating maybe a chop block. It's going to be a foul against Hastings. That's going to go on Landon Arnold, the center. So an illegal block there of Landon Arnold, the center. That's going to cost them 15 yards. Now they're explaining the situation to Tony and the coaching staff on the far sideline. The ball is going to be brought back out here to the 37-yard line. Hastings will be looking at a first down and long. First down and long from the Doan 37. Yeah, moving down to about the 15 for the first down, so about 22 yards to go. So they take the run by Darvante Knight away.
Tony wasn't buying the explanation. He got the glasses up on him and whatever. He knew he wasn't going to win.
Coach doesn't win too many of those arguments.
No, unfortunately you don't.
First down and long for the Tigers now, or first down and long for Hastings in Tiger territory. At the 37-yard line, Overmiller again wants to throw. Throws it far side. It's going to be caught over there and that out of bounds at the 30-yard line. That
Bone.
Is a Trevor Bone making a reception there for Hastings. Trevor, bat as a bone, getting in the offensive flow here this afternoon. Takes it down to the 30-yard line. Hastings still looking at second down and 15. So a pickup of about 8 yards on the play there. Pass completion from Matt Overmiller to Trevor Bone, who came to Hastings actually as a quarterback. Played wide receiver the past couple of years for head coach Tony Harper. A product out of Bennington, Nebraska. Second down and 15 yards to go from the 30 of Doan. Wide receivers left and right. Watch Noah House. He's over here lined up to the left side of the formation. Overmiller is going to come that way. Fakes the throw. Now Noah into the end zone. There's a throw to him, and he can't get to it. Covered up there. Good defense by Gershon Walter. That's a good matchup with her. Walter is a great defensive back. He's out of Allen, Texas. He's been matched up most of the afternoon with a Noah House, a big, tall wide receiver. Walter actually giving away several inches at 5'10". House is in there at 6'4", but Walter has held his own. Take away that long throw at the beginning of the ballgame of 76 yards. Walter has locked him up pretty hard here. Now Hastings looking at third down and 15 yards to go from the 30-yard line. Matt wants to throw again. He's got time. Throws, and it's going to be cut down here at the 15-yard line and out of bounds. Making the reception there for Hastings College was Kanan. Joe Kanan makes the reception down there for Hastings. So Kanan, who's been kind of quiet through the first three ball games, Jimmy's been targeted a couple of times here today. A nice pass reception there by Kanan as he hauls it in. And he's out of bounds at the 15-yard line, a first down and 10 for the Broncos.
Yeah, and Matt Overmiller, another big afternoon officially now. 344 yards through the air.
Here's Romero Flores, takes it off of right tackle and moves the ball down to about the 11. So a pickup of 4 yards in the play by Romero Flores for Hastings. The Broncos in the red zone this afternoon. 4:45 to play here in the third quarter. Hastings 24, Doan 21. Wide receivers will come to the left side of the formation here for the Broncos. Hastings is on the far side hash mark. Overmiller has got the ball, rolls to the left side, unloads. The ball is incomplete. Down here at the 5-yard line. And Overmiller is hit from behind, and I think we're going to have a penalty here on the Tigers. A late here, a hit from a Corey Velasic, a senior defensive lineman out of Spalding, Nebraska. I think got into Matt a little bit too late there, and we're going to have a penalty flag down. Here's the indication. Roughing the passer call there on Doan, on Corey Velasic. So that's going to be half of the distance to the goal line, and Hastings will have a first down down here. Inside the 10, they're going to put the football down at the 7-yard line.
Matt trying to get the football to Reynoso out here in the near side flats, just overthrew him just a little bit. But again, he had tremendous pressure coming and again was hit down to the turf very hard. Reynoso not able to get his hands on the football, falls incomplete. Doesn't matter though, first and goal for the Broncos.
Here's Overmiller from the 7-yard line, swings it out here. Caleb Kufel has got the ball. He's going to be wrapped up here. Little finny gain. Good job defensively there by the Tigers. Alex Thatch was out there for Doan, one-on-one, and Thatch brings him down. But now it's down at the 6-yard line, a pickup of one on that last pass play. That's Caleb Kufel grabbing his fifth reception of the 2014 season. So He got five receptions, and he's got two rushes so far this year out of the fullback position. Third down and goal from the six-yard line of Doan. We're down to 3:54 to the play here in the third quarter. Hastings 24 and Doan 21. Overmiller fakes the inside handoff, runs it at the five-yard line, crashes forward down to the two before he is brought down. So Hastings will be looking at third down and goal from the two-yard line. Making the stop on the ball there was Tanner Thomas, a junior out of Mesa, Arizona, playing for the Tigers. And now we got a Tiger down at the goal line. So an injury timeout here for Doan. We'll take a break. 3 minutes and 28 seconds to play in the third quarter. Hastings 24, Doan 21.
When you need power, think Husker Power Products, your full-service irrigation engine headquarters. Husker Power Products is your provider of GM natural gas and propane engines, Isuzu diesel, all customized for your application. A business backed by fast response, service when you need it, and straightforward answers. Think locally owned and operated Husker Power Products when you need power. Located at 2955 West Highway 6 in Hastings or online at HuskerPowerProducts.com.
1230 KHAS.
Hello, Jimmy Purcell back here in Crete, Nebraska this afternoon. Great Plains Athletic Conference football action. Hastings and Doan hitting for the 113th time today. Boy, it's been a great series. We talked about it during the pregame show. Just two wins separate these two teams in 113 meetings, 52-50. There's been 10 ties. Doan winning the last two. Hastings had a nine-game winning streak before that. Now the Broncos trying to win their third game of the 2014 season, which would surpass what they did last year. Hastings going 2-8. Broncos got a long way to go here in this one. Three minutes and 26 seconds to play in the third quarter. But Hastings with a three-point lead, knocking on touchdown door down here at the Doan three-yard line.
Yeah, and after over 500 yards of total offense in the first half, it's been more of a vanilla third quarter of action. But anyway, this is the best drive of this third quarter for Hastings College. Now we see Anthony Cloyd into the ballgame for Hastings.
Yeah, Cloyd is in here at the three-yard line. He grabs the ball, and he's going to try to run it around the right end, and he's going to be stacked up. Tigers are waiting for him right there. He is stacked up on the play. Three or four Tigers in there, but the first guy to do him again was Alex Thatch. So that was on a third down call. They bring in Cloyd into the ballgame for Overmiller. And now Hastings looking at a fourth down situation, fourth down and goal from the three. And here comes O'Wayne Hickey into the ball game for a field goal attempt. It will be at the 10-yard line. This will be a 20-yard field goal attempt, basically an extra point here. Right in the center of the field. Hastings with a three-point lead right now. A 20-yard field goal by O'Wayne Hickey. Ball is down. The kick is up. It's blocked. It's blocked by Doan. Hastings picks up the ball, but it's going to be Doan College ball inside the 10-yard line. The Tigers block a 20-yard field goal attempt. So after a very, very good drive, a long time-consuming drive for the Broncos, Doan gets a big play on special teams, Jimmy. And so many times that could indict an offense. That was a big play there by the Tigers.
Well, it really was. And you just said it, a very good drive by Hastings College all the way downfield. They were aided by a couple of penalties, roughing the passer one and interference penalty. Again, got the football down inside the 10-yard line of first and goal, and the inability to put the football across the goal line. And, boy, Hickey has had some tough go at it the last 2 weeks. But, boy, that was good penetration by the Doan defense to be able to get in there. That ball wasn't very high coming off the foot, but it was blocked. And, boy, squander away a great opportunity at some points. And only a three-point ball game here with 2:32 left to go in the third quarter. The Doan with a long ways to go, but this is anybody's game.
Yeah, if you're Doan, you got to be fortunate enough not to allow a touchdown there and then get a big play on special teams and keep the Broncos absolutely off the scoreboard here.
Yeah, could have made this a two-score game, but instead, it's still just a three-point game.
All right, so back into the ball game now for Doan is going to be the second guy we've seen at quarterback. Jack Shadley throws the ball down the right sideline. He's got a man out here, incomplete pass. Some contact made back here, trying to come down to Alex Trevino down the near sideline. But back here for Hastings College with Dylan Hill, there was a lot of contact back here, but no penalty flags down. That's going to be an incomplete pass, second down and 10.
Boy, Hill had no idea that ball was even thrown. He was running stride for stride with his receiver right down here in front of us. And again, that football was in the air. Hill didn't even know it was there, but good coverage. Ball slightly overthrown, going to bring up second down and 10, the ball at the 5.
All right, here's Shadley wants to run the football. He's across the 5. Penalty flags go down 10, 11, 12-yard line, and down he goes. Another penalty flag down. Hastings might have had a late hit there on the quarterback, Tyler Harris, on defense, getting into the quarterback, Shadley, who is slow in getting up here at the 12 or 13-yard line.
That penalty there is going to be a helmet-to-helmet contact. I think we had holding early in the play, so we'll see how this all washes out. I believe all the officials fresh out of material to throw.
Yeah, there's a one penalty flag back at the 4-yard line. There's another one up here at the 13-yard line. So the officials are trying to sort this out. 2 minutes and 17 seconds to play in the third quarter. 24-21. Hastings with a lead. Doan in their own territory after blocking a 20-yard field goal attempt by Owain Hickey. So all the officials here on the near sideline conferring. Here's the call.
Holding 64, Doan. Personal foul on Hastings, both live ball fouls. They offset. We'll replay second down.
All right, so the two penalties will offset. They'll replay a second down, so it's second down and 10. Football is at the 7-yard line of Doan. So a holding call there on the Tigers and an illegal hit on Hastings on Tyler Harris.
See, now Alex Trevino down there for Doan picked up a flag. I thought he was going to try to slide it in his britches. He gives her back to the official. And with the injury to Shadley, it brings back in Brandon Stewart, which will be the original starter in the ballgame.
They're playing in place of Phil Hamburger, the ex-St. Cecilia product, who is not playing today. And now here's the snap. We've got an illegal motion call here, I think, on Doan as the penalty flags fly again, and they blow this one dead. Yeah, so a penalty on Doan is going to be on their left tackle, Blake Bummer. Bummer out of Blue Hill. Jumping the gun a little bit there for the Tigers, a starting left tackle. That's going to cost them some yardage here as they move the ball back to about the 4-yard line. Second down and 13 yards to go now for Doan. Hastings defensively obviously want to keep the Tigers down here. Give their offense some good field position here late in the third quarter with only a 3-point lead, 24-21. Here's a Stewart, gets a snap in his own end zone, hands the ball away to Boggs, who's back into the ball game. Boggs gets the ball to about the 7. It runs into a majority of the Bronco defense right there as they bring him down at about the 7-yard line. So Boggs, who was injured in the first half, is back out there for the Tigers. The senior running back out of Los Angeles, California. But now the Tigers, Jimmy, looking at a big third down call here, I think, offensively. Third down and 9. You've got the ball on your own 8-yard line. At least you've got to get a first down here to give you some breathing room down here. Here's a Stewart with the ball. He throws it across the middle and a diving catch out here. Did he come up with it? No, incomplete pass. They say the ball touched the ground there. A diving reception made by Nolan Kawada. He is the product out of Grand Island, but he can't hang on to it. And Doan will have to punt the football away deep in their own territory after blocking that Hastings College field goal.
Well, and that was a big drop there. That was going to be enough for a first down. Kawada just stretched his body out there and was a couple of yards past the sticks. But again, falls incomplete. So now Doan will have to punt. They're going to be about 7-8 yards deep in their own end zone. A couple guys back here for the Broncos inside Tiger territory. Going to be great field position.
Fielding or shielding their eyes from the sun here. Peterson gets the ball away. Good high kick. Romero Flores, he backs up to his own 49. Fumbles a football. Big stack up again. Down here as the Broncos fumble the ball. And it's finally going to be picked up by Tyler Harris. He falls on it back here at the 39-yard line. So all kinds of problems on special teams today for Hastings, as they fumble that ball, and Tyler Harris just happened to be Johnny on the spot. Doan had a couple of Tigers around it again and could not come up with it.
Well, and again, you could see the guys back here shield the sun from their eyes. Very bright, sunny, sunshiny day here in Crete. But again, I think Flores just lost the football up in the sun and went right through his hands. How did Doan not come up with that ball is beyond me. They had three or four different guys touch the football, couldn't maintain it. And that's the second recovery for Tyler Harris here in this ball game. That's huge.
We're down to 30 seconds to play here in the third quarter. Hastings 24, Doan 21. Action from the Great Plains Athletic Conference. Nobody has scored so far here in the second half. Overmiller wants to change that, throws it into the center field. Noah House is out there.
How is that not a flag?
Doan reaches out there and grabs Noah House, and no penalty flags are down, and that's going to ignite the Broncos sideline on the far side. Noah House was absolutely grabbed in the center of the field there. As Hastings throws the ball down there, that was right on the money, but Noah couldn't get to the ball because he was being held by Doan. The guy back here for the Tigers, I believe, was number 25, Tanner Thomas. And from our advantage point, we're high into the air here at Memorial Stadium. That was clearly a holding call on Thomas.
Oh, check me if I'm wrong. The officials are supposed to watch the game, aren't they? Or obviously not watching there. He hooked him right about the time the football got to Hausch. And again, that was a complete blown call. Now we've got a timeout. Tony wants to talk things over with his troops.
I don't know if he wants to talk over with his troops. I think he's gone with the official on the far sideline. He's going to take advantage of it here. 18 seconds to play in the third quarter. We'll take a break with a score. Hastings 24, Doan 21.
Hi, this is Stephanie Creechwill, the Executive Director of ASAP for Adams, Clay, Knuckles, and Webster Counties. ASAP stands for Area Substance and Alcohol Abuse Prevention and is a nonprofit organization. ASAP partners with local agencies and schools to help change attitudes and raise awareness about the dangers of alcohol and substance abuse. We provide information, education, and support to the recovery community. If you would like more information about the services ASAP provides, please contact us at 463-0524 or log on to asap-ne.org.
1230 KHAS.
Fourth quarter score, Northwestern out on top of Dakota Wesleyan, 28-7. We will see the Tigers next week in Hastings. Northwestern out on top of Dakota Wesleyan, 28-7. They have entered the fourth quarter of play. It's 24-21 here. Hastings out on top of Doan. Hastings looking at a second down and 10 situation from their own 40-yard line.
Tony is fun to watch.
It's worth the price of admission.
It really is. He was he worked on him that whole time out.
So it's second down and 10. Hastings with the ball from the 40. Inside handoff, Flores eludes one tackler, brings the ball up to the 44-yard line. A pickup of 4 yards into play by Romero Flores. And that possibly could be the last play of the third quarter. As we are inside 10 seconds. Time is ticking down. We're at 4. And Hastings is standing here at the line of scrimmage. That's going to be into the third quarter of play. Three quarters in the books here this afternoon. Hastings College has got the lead. It's the Broncos 24 and Doan 21. You're listening to Bronco football this afternoon on 1230 KHAS.
Physical Therapy and Sports Rehab of Hastings is the trusted name in sports injury management. The staff of PTSR provide up-to-date and efficient care of sports-related injuries, returning athletes quickly and safely back to the playing field. Physical Therapy and Sports Rehab of Hastings provides the Saturday morning sports clinic and is open to all area athletes, or come take advantage of our convenient 6 a.m. to 6 p.m. hours Monday through Friday. Call 402-462-8824 for more information. Remember, Physical Therapy and Sports Rehab of Hastings for all your physical or occupational therapy needs.
Founded in 1882, Hastings College is a private four-year liberal arts institution located in Hastings, Nebraska, that focuses on student academic and extracurricular achievement. With 64 majors in 32 areas of study and 12 pre-professional programs, Hastings College has been named among America's best national liberal arts colleges by U.S. News & World Report, a best in the Midwest by the Princeton Review, and a best buy in college education by Barron's. Challenge yourself. Inspire greatness. Hastings College does that. Visit hastings.edu for more.
1230 KHAS.
Right, 421, Broncos have a three-point lead entering the fourth quarter.
Quick third quarter numbers brought to you by Tom Dinsdale Automotive in Grand Island. You can find them on the web at dinsdaleauto.com. For Doan through three quarters, 227 yards on 41 offensive plays for the Broncos. 434, getting close to that 600-yard mark. We got a quarter yet to go. 65 offensive plays run by the Broncos. Rushing in the football game, 91 for the Broncos, 343 passing for Matt Overmiller through three quarters.
All right, Matt, play action pass. He wants to throw it here on the first play of the fourth quarter. There's a pass incomplete. Bounces the ball to his intended wide receiver over there at the 43-yard line. It's obviously incomplete there, trying to get it to Noah House. Not a very well-thrown ball there by Overmiller.
Gets some individual numbers here for Hastings, leading the way running. Flores with 15 carries, 58 yards. Austin Curley leads in total or reception, 7 for 74. Noah House still with the yardage advantage, four catches and 119. For Doan rushing the football, Ira Nunley with 41 yards and receiving. Kenny Boggs still with 72 yards on four catches.
Hastings punting the football away. They get it away. Boggs signals for the fair catch and lets it go over his head. That's going to get into the end zone and out. So that's a nice kick there of 56 yards by Brandon Bockley, but it's going to go into the end zone for a touchback. So a net of 36 yards, and Hastings will be back on defense here with a three-point lead, 24-21 Broncos.
And now every offensive possession is going to be very, very huge in this fourth quarter as we get going. We've seen both teams kind of grind out some drives there in that third quarter, shoot a lot of time off the clock. So seconds are going to come down to this ball game to be very, very precious here as this game gets closer to end.
Yeah, nobody scored in the third quarter.
No.
Like you said, it was kind of a vanilla third quarter, and we'll see if that's just going to open things up here in a wild fourth quarter. You would think that would happen. 14-47 to play in the ball game. 24-21, Hastings with a three-point lead. There's Doan. They set up a little screen pass. It's caught at the 20-yard line to the 25, out to the 29-yard line. That's Brandon Stewart back into the ball game at quarterback for Doan as he goes to Kenny Boggs. He is senior running back at Los Angeles, California. Brings the ball up to the 24. They give up 9 yards in the play. Second down and a yard. Doan going quickly again. They fake the ball to Boggs. Stewart running the ball. Stewart across the 30 for the first down. Broncos missed a couple of tackles there as he takes it up to the 33. So Brandon Stewart picks up the first down and the quarterback keeper. And now things are starting to get a little chippy out there, Jimmy. We're into the fourth quarter as Stewart takes the ball around the right end.
Well, and Jacob Tarr was in on that tackle. And I don't know whether he's swatting at the football or a mosquito, but I know Tony wasn't pleased on that. That could have been a hit to the head there. Could have been a personal foul penalty.
There's a pass to the far sideline. That baby is going to be caught at the 40-yard line and ridden out of bounds. They get the ball to Reed. Nick Reed, he is driven out of bounds here at the 40. That's a pickup of 6 yards in a play. Second down and 4 yards to go. Doan working from our right to our left here in the fourth and final quarter. They're trailing in the ball game 24-21.
Well, and really, Doan has not had a pass play that's gone downfield very deep. They've been very successful on these little swing passes, getting it to Boggs and also Reed. They've been able to pick up some nice yardage. Doan sets at the 40-yard line with a second down and 5.
Here's a pitch play down to the left side. Boggs with the ball at the 40, and he is knocked down at the 42-yard line. Travis Agaga into the stop there for Hastings College. The linebacker, the freshman out of Gretna, comes over to make the play there. A pickup of about a yard in the play, maybe two. Doan looking at third down. Third down and 2 yards to go. They got the ball at the 42-yard line of the Tigers. Wide receivers go left and right as the play is being signaled in off of the near sideline. And the offensive coaches here for the Tigers under head coach Matt Franzen, the former Hastings College assistant coach. The head man here at Doan. Man goes in motion off to the right side. There's a pass from Stewart. He takes it down there in a diving attempt. Did he hang on to it? Yes, he did. He makes the catch inside the 35-yard line. Nice catch there by Josh Boggs, the senior out of Fremont. Stewart just kind of lofts it up there, threw it up there. Boggs comes down with it, hangs onto it on the far sideline, and Doan has got the ball at the Hastings College 32.
Nice catch by Boggs. That was he was stretched flat out there and landed right on his back. Great big play there, 28 yards.
Here's Kenny Boggs carrying the ball there, and he's going to be tackled immediately by the Broncos on the inside handoff. Joe Chalaki is in on the stop there for Hastings College, the redshirt senior out of Riverside, California. A pickup of 1 yard in the play, second down and 9 for Doan. They've got the ball now at the Hastings College 30. 12:54 to play in the ball game. Hastings 24, Doan 21. On second down and 9, as Brandon Stewart steps away, looks at the offensive coaches here on the near sideline. Looking over the Bronco defense now with wide receivers left and right. Stewart with the ball. Stands, a little popper across the middle. It's caught here at the 20, down to the Bronco 18-yard line. Alex Gilden into the stop for Hastings. Reception is made right across the center portion of the field there. That's Mitch Marvin grabbing the ball there. Nice reception, a first down for the Tigers. And they have moved the ball now to the Bronco red zone to the 19-yard line. So we got a first down and 10 now for the Tigers. Now play being held up here momentarily. They got the change set on the far sideline. First down and 10. And now Hastings has got a player with a bad hat there, as Gilden is going to go to the far side to exchange his caps. And now we've got Doan setting up here on first down and 10 from the Hastings College in between the 18 and 19-yard line. Here's Stewart, stands in a pocket, just launches it into the end zone. It's caught for the touchdown. That's Marvin. They go right to work where Gilden was out of the ball game. Marvin gets the touchdown reception back there for Hastings. I think it was Josh Johnson. Jacob Tarr was also in the area for Hastings, but Marvin gets the reception there for the Tigers, and Doan goes out on top in this ball game now by a score of 27-24.
Well, and as soon as Gilden went out of the game, the Doan coaches were signaling to Stewart to watch that. They were watching that direction, and that's exactly where he went to Marvin. And again, Johnson fresh in off the sidelines, and not a size mismatch there with Marvin, but a nice, nice catch, 18-yard touchdown pass.
So Stewart threads the needle for a touchdown, and the Tigers have the lead. Here comes the extra point. It is up there, and the extra point is good. And the Broncos are trailing. 12 minutes and 8 seconds to play in the ball game. Is now Doan 28, Hastings 24.
Central Nebraska's leading provider of broadband internet, computer services, security systems, telephone systems, and more. Glenwood is set apart from other providers with their 97% exceptional customer satisfaction service. Friend Glenwood on Facebook or visit shopglenwood.net.
Jackson's Car Corner has built a reputation for high-quality hand-picked vehicles. Good, clean, low-mileage cars, vans, and pickups. Stop by today and see them at Jackson's Car Corner, 3rd and Colorado in downtown Hastings, where our customers send their friends.
1230 KHAS.
Mike Will, Jimmy Purcell back here in Crete, Nebraska this afternoon. Hastings now trailing in the ball game to the Tigers of Doan, 28-24 in a typical Doan-Hastings football game here this afternoon.
Well, it really is. To me, it seems like Hastings has basically dominated this ball game through the first three quarters, but yet they still only had a three-point lead. They squandered away a couple opportunities, and opportunities are very huge in a ball game like this, and they weren't able to come up with a touchdown or a field goal. I go back to that third down series when they had a first and goal, weren't able to come up with any points. And Doan very quickly able to move the football downfield. Brandon Stewart comes in, and he guides the troops down. Both quarterbacks have had a nice long drive for Doan here today, but it was an 18-yard pass play, and the Tigers are on top in the ballgame.
Darvante Knight comes back and receives the ball 2 yards deep in the end zone. He's back immediately to the 10 to the 15, and he's chopped down at the 16-yard line. Darvante Knight brings it back to the 16s, and now the Broncos are trailing in the ballgame 28-24. Nothing new for Hastings. It was a seesaw battle last week against the Concordia, and Hastings finally made some plays on defense and got out of there with a 48-43 victory over the Bulldogs last week. But now we're on the road playing here in Crete. Won't come as easy against the Tigers.
This offensive line has really got to dig down deep and start and really do a good job here pass protecting, because the Broncos' rushing attack has not really been there. Only about 100 yards of rushing for the Broncos here in this ball game. But Matt Overmiller, again, a good game, 344 through three quarters. He's going to need protected here.
Matt turns, hands the ball away. That's going to be Ramiro Flores. He's at the 20-yard line, and he's going to be cut down here at the 24, so a short pickup on the play for Ramiro Flores as the tackle is made in there by the Tigers. Ben Muff coming up from his free safety spot to make the stop. A pickup of about 7 yards in the play by Ramiro Flores as he comes on the sweep to the short side of the field. Third down and 3 yards to go. Hastings with the ball on their own 24. Moving from our left to our right here in the fourth and final quarter, the Broncos are trailing in the ball game now by 4 points. 28-24, Overmiller, pistol set, handoff. Ramiro Flores goes the other way, 25 to the 30, first down out to the 33-yard line. So two running plays, one to the right, one to the left, and Ramiro Flores has got a first down now for the Broncos as they even move the ball out to the 33. So first and 10 for Hastings from the Doan, actually from the Hastings 33-yard line. Wide receivers will come to the right side of the formation now as Hastings stays with the pistol set. Bone will come to the right sideline for Hastings. Austin Curley is into the slot to the right side. Two running backs in the backfield now for Hastings. Overmiller turns, hands the ball away again to Ramiro Flores. Three straight carries there for Flores as he brings the ball out to the 38-yard line. A pickup of 5 yards in the play. Trevor Bowen, he loses his helmet there as he was blocking downfield. He's going to have to check out. Here comes Curley back into the ball game. Second down and about 5 yards to go. So we have worked to Ramiro Flores with three straight carries here on this series. Picked up some good running room. Hastings trailing in the ball game now as they work with it on their own 38-yard line. Pistol set, wide receivers left and right for the former Adams Central Patriot quarterback. That's Matt Overmiller as he looks over the defense for Doan. Doan showing blitz. Overmiller hands it away. That's going to be Flores. Breaks outside 40, 45 to the 50. Cuts it back to the center of the field to the 45 and knocked down at the 40-yard line. Knocking him down there for the Tigers and getting downfield was Tanner Thomas. That was a great run again by Ramiro Flores. So the Broncos keeping the ball on the ground. They have not had a whole lot of success running against Doan. But on this series, four straight carries now by Ramiro Flores.
And officially now with Flores, finally gets over that 100-yard mark, 101 yards on 18 carries. And a nice job there blocking downfield by the wide receivers to get to Flores across midfield.
First down and 10 for Hastings. There's a handoff now. That's going to be Logan Davis. He carries the ball up inside, and he is knocked down after a couple of yard gain there. Good defensive play there by the Doan College Tigers. Sheldon Garcia, a hard-hitting linebacker out of Omaha, 218 pounds, 6'1", and a senior for the Tigers. Logan Davis picks up a couple of yards on the play. Second down at 8 yards to go. Hastings with the ball now at the Doan 38-yard line. 9:53 to play here in the fourth quarter. Hastings trailing 28-24. Wide receivers again go left and right for Overmiller. Play action pass. Overmiller wants to throw. Dances out of the pocket. Penalty flags down. The pass is going to be cocked there on the far sideline at the 32-yard line. But again, we got a penalty flag. This is in the area of a hold for Hastings. That's going to be the case, holding Hastings. Can't make mistakes, Jimmy, when you got the ball inside your opponent's territory and you're trailing in the ball game. Hastings is going to be hit with a holding penalty here. That'll cost him 10 yards.
Michael Schumacher with the catch over on the far sidelines, and he comes up a bit gimpy. He was wanting to hear the official's call here. But again, Hastings basically running the football all the way down the field and now trying to throw the football down there. Hastings has really mixed it up really well here in this second half. Again, we talked about Flores. He's reached the 100-yard mark. But the Broncos being penalized. They'll put the football back at the 48.5-yard line.
So second down for Hastings. Second down and long for the Broncos. Inside Doan territory. Overmiller will spread the field now with two wide receivers to the right side of the formation. One wide receiver to the left. One lone set back to his left side here. Overmiller with the ball. Gives it away on the sweep. That's going to be Logan Davis. Davis at the 45-yard line and pulled down at the 43. Logan Davis is pulled down on the play. The tackle was made in there by Justin Mollick for the Doan College Tigers, a senior out of Indianola, Nebraska. And now Hastings with a big third down call here. Third down, and we'll call it 15 yards to go. And the Doan players asking for the crowd for a little noise here. Third down and 15 yards to go. Hastings with the ball at the Doan 44-yard line. Hastings trailing in the ball game 28-24. The Broncos looking for their third straight win to start the season. Noah Hausch, Trevor Bat as a bone. They split out wide to the left side along with Austin Curley. So trips out to the left side. Overmiller hands the ball away. No, he's going to be hitting. Down he goes. Penalty flags go down as Overmiller goes down at the 49-yard line. Doan gets a sack here on Overmiller. I think Hastings is going to be guilty of a holding call again.
Yeah, I believe Tanner Paxton, left tackle over there for Hastings, grabbed his defender and just held on the shirt. And then Overmiller was hit from yet another player, and they're going to decline this. So Hastings is going to, after driving into Doan territory, he's going to squander that opportunity away and have a fourth and forever.
Yeah, Hastings will have to punt now with 8 minutes and 50 seconds to go here in the fourth quarter. Doan looking for their third straight win over Hastings in this series after Hastings won 9 games in a row in the series from 2003 until 2011. The Tigers trying to win their third in a row here. They've got the 28-24 lead, but still a lot of time on the clock. We're down to 8:43. Hastings will punt the ball away. Lockley is standing at the 36-yard line. Low snap. Doan can't get to it. Good kick. It's going to bounce here at the 10-yard line. It's down at the 5, and it goes out of bounds at about the 3-yard line. Nice kick there by Brandon Bockley as the ball goes out of bounds. Down around the 3-yard line, so a great kick there. 46 yards, we'll call it, and Doan is in the shadows of their own goalpost here at the 3-yard line.
Not a lot of penetration coming up the middle for Doan, but again, Buckley gets off a good punt and angles the sidelines and gets it out at the 4-yard line. So, again, precious time on the clock here, 8:29. Bronco D can ill afford to have a long time-consuming drive here out of the Doan offense. They lead 28-24.
All right, Brandon Stewart trots out of the field here for Doan. In their other quarterback, we have seen Jack Shanley. He kind of got dinged up a couple of possessions ago and has not returned as they were alternating basically those guys throughout the offensive sets here this afternoon. But it's going to be Brandon Stewart here. He'll take the snap from inside his end zone. He's got the ball as he rolls to his right, holds it, now throws it. It's going to be incomplete. Trying to thread the needle out here to the 22-yard line. The pass is incomplete. Trying to get the ball there to Alex Trevino, the sophomore wide receiver out of Texas. Incomplete pass, second down and 10 yards to go. Nice thing is, with the incomplete pass, the clock is stopped with 8:21 to play now in the fourth quarter.
Well, the Broncos would love a three and out here. They would come up with some pretty good field position, but that was only one down. They've got to buckle the caps down here. A couple downs yet to go for it down.
Brandon Stewart will be in the shotgun set here, and he'll take the snap from his own end zone again. Stewart has got the ball, hands it away, and they get it to the line of scrimmage, and that's it. The Bronco defense right there. No gain on the play. We'll call it third down and 10 as they go with the inside handoff there to Nunley. The tackle was made by Joe Talaki from Riverside, California for the Broncos. Third down and 10 from the 3-yard line.
Well, Big, big play there by the defensive front of Hastings. Doan's running back's not very big, but, boy, they're tough to find in that big line of scrimmage.
Now the defensive coordinator, Tony Harper, needs to dial one up right here on third down and 10. There's a pass to the near sideline. Almost intercepted there by Dylan Hill for Hastings, but it's an incomplete pass on the near sideline. Nice attempt there by Dylan Hill, but also a risky play and thing because Welzer was right behind him as Hill got his hands on the football. If not, it was Holden Wetzler who was right behind him. He would have the reception.
Boy, and the Broncos would have had that ball around the 20-yard line. Again, that ball just slipped right through the hands of Hill, but it falls incomplete. And, boy, look at here, Doan with the punter standing right against the end line. Flores standing at his 45. Broncos should get good field position.
All right, here's Peterson. He gets the kick away. It's going to be fielded here. Nope, Romero's going to let it bounce. It bounces at the 45 across the 50. Across the 45, and it dies at the 40. So Romero Flores could not get over to field the ball. It dies at the 40-yard line. Hastings with pretty good field position. They could have had better field position. We got the ball on the 40-yard line, 60 yards away from pay dirt here. 28-24, Doan has got the lead. Now with 7 minutes and 37 seconds to play here in the fourth quarter.
Boy, what a ball game. Seems like every other than last year, but again, it's going to come down. We talked about it early in this ballgame. It very well could come down to who has the football last in this ballgame.
First down and 10 for Hastings to come with a blitz. There's a pass thrown down in the middle of the field, almost intercepted. Trying to get it to Noah Hausch. And Matt Overmiller takes a vicious hit here as he is decked on the play by the Doan College Tigers, and getting through there for Doan to put pressure on him was a Sheldon Garcia. So second down and 10 yards to go.
Yeah, that was a big, big hit. The only way Matt was going to see if Hausch come up with that reception was from his back. He was planted firmly at about the 26-yard line, but he gets up, and it's going to bring up a second down and 10 here, ball at the 40.
We're down to 7:33 to play in the ball game. Hastings trying to come from behind here this afternoon. They're down by 4 points, second down and 10. Overmiller with the ball. Fires it left side. It's going to be incomplete. Trying to get the ball to Curley that time. Matt threw it too far. Back in coverage for the Doan College Tigers with Jershawn Walder, a senior out of Allen, Texas. And now it's third down and 10 yards to go. Doan now making a defensive package substitution here. Hastings looking at third down and 10. The nickel package is in now for Doan. A late man getting off the field here for the Tigers. Third down and 10 yards to go. Hastings with the ball on their own 40-yard line. 28-24, Doan has got the lead. Matt Overmiller winning here. Waiting on the snap as he looks to the far sideline. He's got the call. He backs up. Surveys the field. The pass is caught here at the 49 across the 50 to the 49-yard line of Doan. Nice catch and grab there by Joe Kanan. The tight end for Hastings gets a big, big reception. Hastings has a first down at the Doan 48-yard line.
356 yards now unofficially for Matt Overmiller. And again, a nice job protecting him in that pocket there. He held firm and got the football out to Kanan. He takes it across midfield down to the Tiger 49-yard line, more importantly, keeping the drive going.
There's an inside handoff from Romero Flores. Two hands on the ball. You got to hang on to the bread here as he moves it down to the 44. A pick up of 5 yards in the play on the inside handoff by Romero Flores. Flores has had a good ball game rushing the pig here today for Hastings. Keep our eyes on the clock. We're under 7 minutes to play in the ball game. Doan 28, Hastings 24. Broncos down the ball at the Doan 44-yard line. Wide receivers left and right. Hastings on second down and about 5 yards to go. Overmiller with two guys in the backfield. Matt wants to run the ball across the 45. As big old frame, he just reaches out there and gets it to the 40-yard line where he's brought down. And Hastings will now be looking at third down at about a yard to go. Matt at 6'3", boy, he reaches the ball out there and he can cover a lot of distance there.
Yeah, somebody got a hold of him down around the legs, but yeah, exactly, just falls forward. He can pick up about 3 yards. And so he's got it down to the 40-yard line, going to bring up third and one here for Hastings.
Matt again gives the ball away, and that's going to be close to a first down as they only had to get it to about the 39. Matt says they got the first down, but we'll see if the officials agree. They give it to Romero Flores on the play. And it's going to be fourth down and a half a yard to go. They only give Hastings the 40-yard line. They got to move it to about the 39. Hastings on fourth down and one. Here's the big play right here, obviously. 6 minutes to play in the ball game. Hastings trailing Doan 28-24.
Caleb Kufa comes back in the game. He'll be in the backfield also with Flores. Going to be the power pistol set here for Overmiller. Fourth down and less than a yard to go.
For the 40-yard line of Doan. Matt looking over the defense, waiting for the snap. He's got it. Romero Flores, he's got the first down to the 36-yard line. As they run the ball off a right tackle, Flores takes it down to the 36 before he is tackled into play by Colton Bach of the Doan College defense. You know what reminded me of right there? Remember Doan a couple of years ago when they went for it on the fourth down and didn't make it, and Hastings got the ball and then eventually won that football game on a field goal? Boy, the roles went right there would have been reversed. Hastings picks up a big first down. First down and 10 from the Tiger 36-yard line. Wide receiver splits out to the left side. 5.5 minutes to play. Hastings down by 4 points. Trying to go on a game-winning drive right here. There's Romero Flores again. Sweeps left side. 35 down to the 33-yard line. Remember, Hastings needs more than just a field goal here. They got to get into the end zone. Hastings is down to the 33-yard line. It's second down. Second down and 7 for the Broncos. They work with it on the far side hash mark. 4 minutes and 56 seconds to play.
Flores has really been a workhorse here in the second half. A lot of running. 21 carries now, 117 yards. More importantly, he's got two hands on that football. The Broncos need to keep possession of this ball as time is ticking away here. 4:40 and counting.
Here's a fake handoff now to Romero Flores. Over Miller stands in the pocket. Now scrambles out of there to the far side. He's at the 30-yard line. He gets out of bounds at about the 25. Held on to it to the very last split second there. And Overmiller then takes off and runs it out of bounds. Stops the clock. They're down at the 25-yard line. That is a first down for the Broncos. 28-24. Doan has got the lead.
Boy, and Overmiller, just watching him so comfortable back there in that pocket, had a lot of time. But again, it was breaking down on the backside. Must have an eyeball out of that backside of his helmet. Knew exactly when he needed to get out of there, and he picks up necessary yardage, gets first.
There's a handoff again to Romero Flores. This time he is knocked down after a gain of only 1 yard on the play. A pickup of 1 yard on the play. Tackle is made in there by Frank Crawford. Crawford, a sophomore out of Dallas, Texas, for the Doan College defense. We'll give him a pickup of 1. Second down and 9 yards to go. 4 minutes to play here in the fourth quarter. Doan with a lead over Hastings, 28-24. Wide receiver is Austin Curley. Keep your eyes on him. He's the wide out to the right side of the formation. Two tight ends. Two running backs in the backfield with Caleb Kufel and also Romero Flores, along with Matt Overmiller, the quarterback. They fake it to Romero. Overmiller throws it down. It's going to be intercepted.
Oh, no.
Intercepted at the 10-yard line. Back to the 15 to the 20-yard line. The ball is intercepted there Cole Wiseman of Sutton. Unbelievable. Matt Overmiller throws a pick. Hastings is on their game-winning drive. There as Overmiller throws his third interception of the 2014 season. And Cole Wiseman from Sutton, Nebraska, who is in on the nickel package there for Doan, picks off the pass, and the Tigers have the ball now with 3 minutes and 35 seconds to play in the fourth quarter.
Ball was a wobbly pass. Matt didn't have a lot of steam on that football, and he was trying to get the football down the corner, down around the 10-yard line to Kanan. And again, Cole Wiseman just jumps the pattern, and I know Wiseman was heavily recruited by this Hastings College football team. They exchanged pleasantries before the ball game, but it's Wiseman, the freshman from Sutton, comes up with a big, big interception. First one of his career here, and it's a big one.
We talked to his pops before the ball game. I think dinner is on him tonight.
I think we'll tie him down. We'll make him buy.
3 minutes and 35 seconds to play. There's still some time, and now we've got a timeout here. So the Broncos wanted what appeared to be a game-winning drive there. Late in this football game, Matt Overmiller throws his third interception of the 2014 season, and a local product, Cole Wiseman, out of Sutton, picks the ball away, and now we've got a timeout here. 3:34 to play in the football game. We'll take a break with a score. Doan 28, Hastings 24.
Val and Joel say let's make a deal on the best top quality late model vehicles at Kirshner's Auto Corner in Hastings. Like this 2008 Buick LaCrosse CXL. It's brown in color with 61,000 miles. The cash price at Kirshner's, $12,475. Or how about a 2002 Dodge Intrepid SE? It's gold with new tires. The Kirshner's cash price, $3,475. Kirshner's Auto Corner at Colorado and South Street in Hastings and at kirshnersautocorner.com.
1230 KHAS.
Final score in Northwestern is knocked off Dakota Wesleyan this afternoon in Mitchell. Final score 35-7. Northwestern beats Dakota Wesleyan. We will see the Tigers next week. 28-24, Doan has got the lead over Hastings, 3:34 to play in the fourth quarter. Hastings has got a couple of timeouts left. There's a pitch play now for the Tigers, and not much there. They get back to the line of scrimmage, maybe a yard as he tried to take it on a sweep to the short side of the formation. That was a Boggs carrying the ball. Hastings had the lead at halftime. There's only been one score here in the second half. That was a 19-yard touchdown pass thrown by Brandon Stewart. That was in the fourth quarter here with 12:08 remaining. And Doan has now got a four-point lead over Hastings. Down to 3:10 remaining in the contest. Doan looking at second down and 9 yards to go from their own 21-yard line. Brandon Stewart in there at quarterback for the Tigers. Wide receivers go left and right here. Two wide receivers out to the right side of the formation. Pistol set. Boggs moves over to his left side. Stewart carries the ball. The quarterback spins to the 20, takes the ball to the 23-yard line. Tackle was made in there by Wai'i'o, the defensive lineman for the Broncos. Now it's going to bring up a third down and 6. The time is ticking away. I'm surprised we're not burning a timeout here. Hastings has two timeouts left. 2:36, 2:35, clock is running. Hastings needs to stop here on defense. Third down and 6 yards to go. Doan with the ball on their own 24-yard line. Two wide receivers went out to the right side. A wide receiver comes to the left side. The pistol set. Boggs in the backfield. Behind his quarterback, Brandon Stewart, the junior out of Bayard, Nebraska. Stewart hands the ball away to Boggs. Sweeps right side. Gets outside to the 25 to the 30. He's got the first down to the 35 to the 40. And he's knocked out of bounds right in front of the Bronco bench. But not before Kenny Boggs picks up a big, big first down for the Tigers. And Doan has the ball out here at their own 45-yard line with 2:13 to play.
21-yard sweep play with Boggs, and he was the guy in the first quarter that really hurt the Broncos receiving and rushing. And again, Stewart gets the snap and just a quick pitch over to him, picked up a good block, and then his speed, he was able to turn it around the corner. And all the Bronco coaches could do is watch him turn the corner and go upfield to the 45-yard line. 2 minutes and counting left to go in this ball game.
So Hastings needed a big stop on defense. They didn't get it right there as Boggs picks up the first down. Doan gets a fresh set of downs. Clock is running now at 1:50 here in the fourth quarter. Doan using up all the time in the world here. They're in no hurry to snap this one. There's a handoff again. They get it away. Inside handoff. Boggs is out of the ball game. Dunley takes the ball to about the 46. Pickup of 1 yard in the play. Second down and 9. Doan really not concerned with that. They can basically run out the clock here. 1:35 to play in the fourth quarter. Now I think we do have a timeout. Hastings burns one of their timeouts right here. So 1:35 to play in the fourth quarter. We'll take a break with a score. Doan 28, Hastings 24.
One day it's hot, the next cool. These are the last days of summer. Gary Michaels Clothiers has your clothing to transition into fall. Get an additional 20% off all summer clearance for the hot days or buy now for that tropical getaway up to 80% off. Fall colors are also arriving daily for guys and gals. With Gary Michaels Clothiers' attention to personal service and professional tailoring, we'll take you effortlessly from summer to fall. Shop Gary Michaels Clothiers in downtown Hastings or on the Bricks in downtown Kearney. Open late on Thursday and Saturday until 4.
1230 KHAS.
Mike Will, Jimmy Purcell back here in Crete. The Doan College Tigers have the lead over Hastings 28-24. Offensively, Hastings looked so good in the first half of play. Came out a little vanilla in the third quarter, and we have not been able to restart things, although Hastings was on a game-winning drive until we throw the interception, but now we can't get the stop on defense that we need.
Really looked good in that first quarter, able to move the football around wherever we wanted it to. Really through the air, Matt was really accurate in that first half, and it just seemed like we went stale coming after the halftime break, and it's been that way pretty much the rest of the second half. But the Broncos here with 1:39 left to go. They trail in this ballgame 28-24, and it's a second down and 9 here for the Tigers.
Hastings still with one timeout left here. Here's Stewart, turns, hands the ball away. That's going to be Boggs. He's going to be hitting down. A couple of yard loss on the play. But now Doan will be looking at third down and 12 yards to go. Clock is running at the 1:28 mark. Hastings not electing to burn a timeout here, although they will if we can get a stop right here on third down. Third down and 11 yards to go. Doan is just standing here at the line of scrimmage, running all the time off the play clock. We got 20 seconds, so it'll be under 1 minute to play when Doan snaps the football. Still plenty of time. Doan just standing here at the line of scrimmage.
Well, and really then if Doan punts the football, we're going to have to go a long ways and just probably a couple of 2-3 plays is all we're going to have a chance for.
So they're just standing here. Doan is going to take a timeout, I think, with 1 second left in the play clock. That's going to be the case. So they virtually run all the time off of the play clock. So now we're at 55 seconds to play in the ball game. Doan calls the timeout. It's going to be a third down situation when we come back. Third down and about 11 yards to go. We'll take a break. You're listening to Bronco Football this afternoon on 1230 KHAS.
Goodyear, driven by those who use the world as their proving ground. And everything we've learned making these tires inspires what we roll into yours. Goodyear, more driven.
And now through September 30th, get up to $60 by mail-in rebate when you purchase a set of four select Goodyear tires. Double your rebate up to $120 when you make the purchase on your Goodyear credit card.
Come see us at Graham Tire for a better tire and service experience. Graham Tire, your tire store next door.
1230 KHAS.
All right, back here at Alpathic Field in Crete this afternoon. Hastings and Doan renewing their rivalry for the 113th time. Hastings and Dakota Wesleyan next week. 1 o'clock kickoff for the Osborne Sports Complex. 12 o'clock for the Pepsi pregame show. A special Pepsi tailgate party next week from 11 until 12 o'clock. Jimmy and me and Tyson and who knows who else will be outside the stadium next week at 11 o'clock. Out with the tailgaters getting ready for the Broncos and the Tigers next week.
Ooh, and it don't get any easier next week either.
No, Dakota Wesleyan coming back after losing today to Northwestern 35-7. So Hastings still has got some time here. We got 55 seconds to play in the fourth quarter. It's third down and 11 yards to go for the Doan College Tigers. They've got the ball on their own 44-yard line. Coming out of the timeout, I think Doan had too many guys out there. Well, yeah, illegal substitution on Doan as they had 12 players on the field there. So that's going to cost them 5 yards. So instead of third down and 11, it's now third down and 16. So a mistake coming out of the timeout there for the Doan football team. Third down and 16 yards to go. Nose of the football is sitting at the 39-yard line now. 55 seconds to play in the ball game. Stewart with the ball. They keep it on the ground to Boggs. He slips through there across the 45 to the 50 and brought down at the Hastings College 47-yard line. That's going to be about 2 yards shy of a first down. And now the Broncos will call the timeout. Doan will be looking at fourth down and 2. We're down to 44 seconds to play. And Doan will have to make the call here. I know what you're thinking already. Fourth down at about 2.5 yards to go. And we'll see what Matt Franzen, you would think that he learned from a couple of years ago when he was in a very similar position. He had a fourth down call in his own territory. He went for it on fourth down. Hastings stopped it. Broncos then got the football and immediately kicked the field goal a few seconds later, and Hastings was able to come out of there with the win. That was back in 2011 when Hastings beat Doan 19-17. We'll see if Matt Franzen learned anything from his coaching experience.
That's exactly what I was thinking. It doesn't appear that be that way. It looks like they're sending out their punter. That's exactly what came to mind right away when they called timeout.
Well, see if Matt afterwards, we'll talk to him and see if that maybe flashed in his mind here, the 2011 event. Now Hastings needs a big return here. Hastings is going to get the ball. We're down by 4 points. We'll have to come the length of the field. 28-24. Hastings is trailing in the ball game. Peterson will kick. He's standing right now at his own 38-yard line. How about a big return right here? Broncos go after the punt block. They can't get to it. Goes to the far side. They signal for the fair catch.
Oh,
it goes
my.
Out of bounds at the 1 yard line. Goes out of bounds at the 1 yard line. Great kick there by Jordan Peterson for Doan. Ball goes out of bounds at the 1. Hastings 99 yards away from Peter.
Wow, Peterson, another product, one of many on this Doan roster from right here for the Crete Cardinals. But what a great punt. Got to give him credit there. That was a nice snap, a good punt, good protection, and he gets the nice spiral, and it goes out of bounds, and the Broncos 98 yards in 29 seconds.
Yeah, they officially marketed the 2-yard line, so 98 yards away from the end zone in 29 seconds, and they've got one timeout left. All right, Joe Holdsclaw, our offensive coordinator, Dave Kamara and the offensive gang, pull one out of your hat here. Pull your rabbit and your snake out of your hat.
Tell you what, Dr. Holdsclaw, he had the offense up and flying in that first half of action. And we'll see what happens here, but you got to think. And yeah, I can guarantee you if you're Doan, you know exactly who they're going to be trying to go to. Curley, Hausch, Bone. Got a lot of weapons out there at the edges for Hastings.
They just said put 44 seconds on the game clock, so Hastings gains 15 seconds here. So whoever's running the game clock today, definitely a homer. We've had that a couple of times.
Has Bronco affiliation.
Yeah. So it's a first down for Hastings from their own 2-yard line over Miller from his own end zone. Over Miller throws the ball to the far side, way overthrown. Trying to get the ball over there to Trevor Banazaboon at the 20-yard line, way over his head. Out of bounds, second down and 10. The clock is stopped now. That used 4 seconds. We're down to 40 seconds to play. Hastings needs a scoring play here of 98 yards. Second down and 10 from their own 2-yard line.
Wow.
Doan 28, Hastings 24.
Out of the last eight passes, Overmiller is 1 of 8 with an interception.
After such a hot start, Overmiller again is in the end zone. When he gets this snap, he's got the ball. He backs up. Look out. Overmiller steps up. Look out. Matt is going to be buried. He just got the ball outside the end zone at about the 1-yard line. Matt Overmiller is tackled here at the 1-yard line. You got to get up, guys.
Time's still clicking.
Yeah, Overmiller got the ball just out of the end zone in between the goal line and the one as the pocket broke down. Hastings using way too much time. 17 yep. seconds on the clock now. Overmiller has got the ball. He backs up again. Overmiller throws it to the far side. It's caught out here by Noah House out to the 15-yard line out of bounds. Walter was over here defensively for the Doan College Tigers. That is a first down, so Hastings will get a fresh set of downs, though. And we're down to 10 seconds to play.
Well, but you really only got basically one play unless they can get out of bounds real quick.
Yeah, Hastings used way too much time after they had that sack.
At least 14, 15 seconds clicked off there that was inexcusable. They needed to beat the line of scrimmage a lot more quicker. We'll see what happens here. 10 seconds left to go for the Broncos.
From the 16-yard line, Overmiller backs up. He's going to wind up. He's going to throw it to the far side. That's going to be caught there. Hastings drops the football. It's going to be an incomplete pass. They got the ball to the far side. That's Joe Kanan. He was tipped over there at about the 28-yard line. Loses control of the ball. They're going to say it's going to be a completed pass, though. Completed pass. No fumble as Kanan. 2 seconds. 1 second, and Hastings does not get another snap away, and the Broncos are beaten this afternoon. Hastings got the completed pass. Kanan lost control of the football. Doan picked it up and was going to run it back the other way. They say it was a completed pass. Hastings had a tough time getting back to the line of scrimmage, wasted too much time, and the time expires this afternoon. The Doan College Tigers beat the Hastings College Broncos this afternoon by a score of 28-24. A wild one this afternoon at Alpathic Field Memorial Stadium in Crete. For the third straight year, the Doan College Tigers come away victorious in this historic series. Doan wins it this afternoon over Hastings. It's the Tigers 28, Hastings 24. You're listening to Bronco Football. 5 points.